last time on the Don and Mike Show.
From Good Morning America, Mr. Tony Perkins.
Good morning, America. How are you?
I've been there a year and a half. Spencer Christian was there for 13 years. I got this today. A woman walks up to me and says, Spencer, I love you.
I give you permission to hit someone if they call you Al Roker.
Well, that has happened, too.
Are you serious?
You know what they say, all weathermen look alike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Son of a beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
So turn your radio down. Do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
What?
And don't call telling jokes.
Oh, really?
No. Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
Anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I'd rather be right here. Of course I would.
It's the place to be.
I'd rather have my partner back, but he's out one more day. Don is not here. Don has been very mysterious. This morning when I talked to him, he's going to either call us or we're going to call him in just a second and find out. He has something to say. I'm not sure what he wants to say, but he wants to tell us something.
Good.
Not
a prepared statement?
That's right. Phone number, same as it ever was. 1-877-365-3636. It is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday the 13th.
Very scary.
Very
scary.
Friday the 13th.
And, of course, I forgot to say the thing I'm supposed to say, you know, because it's my last day and I'm just, my brain's turning to squash. But I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, always a pleasure. Welcome, Philip, Jacob, Samuel, Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Spongebath and all the ships at sea.
Alicia.
And now the man who inspired the hit film The Ladies' Man. It's Mike O'Mara of the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, everybody. It's great to be here. And as I said before, Don will be returning to the show on Monday. On Monday.
Excellent.
He is still nursing the kidney infection. Mm. And when I spoke to him earlier today, he was feeling lots better. He's been on the road to recovery. He's gotten better almost every day.
Good.
And I do have it on good authority that he will be back in on Monday. You know, to get it out of the way, Rob, let's just call him. And I want it because he was mysterious.
All right.
And I've been thinking about it since he talked to me. Because it was one of those conversations that we often have where it goes, what do you want to talk about? I'll just tell you. I'll tell you when I call you on the air. I said, well, what is it? He said, I'll just tell you on the air. I said, is it good? He said, yes, it's good. But it was mystery. He was clipped.
He's a man of mystery.
He was clipped with me, and I wasn't sure what it was. So it's been weighing on my mind, so I'm not quite sure.
Shrouded in mystery.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He's a mystery man.
Looks good in a shroud.
And a sponge.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Come on down and have a meal,
come
man.
Come on, have a meal, man.
Hello, man. You know, I don't know if you were listening, but I just mentioned that when I talked to you earlier today, I was you were mysterious. You were very mysterious about what you wanted to talk about.
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's good. And I'm sorry I wasn't listening. I'm watching the fabulous documentary right now called Get Bruce.
What is that?
Oh, it's about
that that big hairy fag who writes jokes for Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, Bruce Valanche, the guy that's on Hollywood Squares.
Is there any nudity in that?
Definitely not.
Oh, good. So how are you?
Oh, I am fine. Listen, before I get to it, to say what I wanted to say.
Yes.
Which is nothing but good stuff.
Okay.
I'm dying at home because I can't do the show with you guys.
But right. Physically, you are feeling better. You told me that today, and you sound better.
Feel much better. Definitely
good.
Be back on Monday.
We miss you.
The networks are pissing me off because they're all coming on now with the with the logos, crisis in the Middle East.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. You leave for 3 days, and I'll tell you this. Look what's happened to the world. Are you aware of what's happened to the world since you've been gone?
Yeah, well, am I aware? All I'm doing is watching TV, yes. And
no, it's because you're gone.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's up with Yasser.
Yasser Arafat?
As I heard him referred to today, I always thought it was Yasser.
Yeah. Right. Were you watching?
Yasser, that's my baby.
Like, were you watching Joe Krebs or something like that?
Listen, I actually listened to the show that's on before yours.
That's a great show.
Yasser. Oh, yes.
Yasser.
That's right. Shasser.
You were listening to that show, huh?
They all piss me off, though, because they all have, the red logo on the bottom of the screen.
Right.
Where they have different flags, and they got it shooting out of the left and shooting out of the right. Crisis in the Middle East.
Yasser.
Okay, so that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Number two thing I wanted to tell you, I do know that you commented on your diet the other day. I did hear that, and congratulations.
Thank you. We're actually going to call my trainer today. You know, because I'm just in here filling time, and we're going to talk to Teets is going to be on the zoo today.
But anybody who really wants to diet,
done.
Because I'm way, way down.
That's good.
Way,
that's
way down.
It's not exactly the best way to do it, but I guess any way is a good way.
You've lost a lot of blood weight.
Also, to Buzz,
yes.
I want to say, Buzz, I do have your birthday gift.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry about it.
Sitting on the counter all week long, wrapped.
You have bigger fish to fry right now.
You know, Don, when I got home last night, Carrie asked me if this was actually Don's way to just buy a few more days to shop for Buzz.
And I know that Buzz has taken my spot at the appearance tomorrow.
Yes, thank you.
And
I was actually a little disappointed about that because I thought I was going to collect your fee.
Well,
your fee.
What's your fee? That's exactly my next point.
Yes.
Buzz, as you know, when we go out and do these appearances, has a slightly lower talent fee than you or I would receive.
This is true.
So what I was thinking is, if you wouldn't mind, Mike, being my buddy, if you would find out if they're paying Buzz what they would normally pay me,
right?
If you would just pocket that for me.
I will, Don. Absolutely. Actually, I think that's being split with Lisa, isn't it? Yes. Did you hear that news? And listen, I come in today, all right?
Mm.
Not only am I told by like 8 people yesterday to mention Lisa, that Lisa's coming to the appearance.
Right.
But then I come in today, and not only do I do it yesterday on the show. Lisa, this is true. Not only do I do it yesterday on the show, I say it on the show. I come in today, and the little card that we read to promote the appearance, written in hand on top is Mike, Buzz, and Lisa will be at the WJFK. And I said, Rob, who wrote this on top? And Rob said, try to guess. And here she is right now. Would you like to give Don some best wishes for getting well?
Of course. I spoke with him briefly the other day. And
Lisa, you're getting paid for this too, right? You're getting paid tomorrow?
I'm getting paid a little bit.
But even if you paid Lisa a nominal fee and paid Buzz his normal fee, there still should be
a little spillage.
I think we call, what we call that, Don? We call that get well money.
Okay, listen, next
thing. A little get well money.
Next thing, I'm also watching the TV with the stock market, and I know that I've always preached don't panic, but I'm telling you, if it goes below 10,000,
yes,
it's really time to pack up your belongings and leave.
What's it doing now?
It's very near 10,000.
Is it going down again?
Yeah, it's going down again.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, I was watching it 2 hours ago, and it was going up.
And I told you that 10,000 is always, I always yell at Buzz and say, don't worry. If it gets to 10,000, then worry. Okay, now worry.
Now worry?
God, I was looking at it this morning, and I thought it was going up, and I knew it wouldn't continue to go up.
But, even with all the problems in the Mideast and oil prices and everything, God damn, that Viacom Infinity stock is rock solid.
There it is, absolutely. Hanging right in there.
If it does, I feel I'm very close to getting a boner.
Oh, oh right. Congratulations.
Now,
let me tell you,
something's right.
I want to tell you something about that. Do not play with it right now. You don't want to reinfect it. You really do. You know, if you play with it, you know, you're going to feel better. You know how they always say...
Yeah, but the infection is way on the inside, on the kidney.
Yeah, but it just, if you got everything working, if you know what I mean...
It's not a penis infection.
I understand it's not a penis infection, but if you got everything working in there, you know, and who knows where your geese is manufactured.
That's true. You know, you might draw blood again.
Here's the thing that I'm thinking. It's a wonderful experiment that if I was to J.O. today...
Would it be like cranberry sauce?
Would there be some kind of a weird... Would it look like strawberry yogurt?
You know, well, strawberry yogurt would be better than cranberry sauce.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah, I guess the worst would be cranberry sauce. Strawberry yogurt would be, but if it's just mayonnaise, you're all set.
All right, listen, that's all I had. And here's what I really wanted to tell you guys today.
Yes.
Is that early this morning, I received a call from a very happy Ken Stevens because the ratings came out for WNEW.
Yes.
And now listen...
Should we get a drum roll?
No need for a drum roll.
Okay, what is it?
However, now our overall ratings, 12 plus, the beauty pageant, and this is for the summer book, went from a 0.8 to a 1.3.
That's great.
So that's okay. Let me go into the demographics for you.
Very good.
Okay, now it's going to get better as I go from the bottom to the top.
Okay.
Among adults from 25 to 54... our show on WNEW went from a 1.1 to a 2.2.
That's good. That's okay. We're in that 2 area.
Among men 25 to 54, we went from a 1.9 to a 3.0.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Among men 18 to 49, from a 1.7 to a 2.9.
That's fantastic.
Strong. Good.
Among men 25 to 54, from a 1.9 to a 4.1.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Right. And 18 to 34, from a 1.5 to a 4.8.
Wow.
And in our target demographic, which is, and incidentally, our target demographic will change based on the demographic we do the best in.
Absolutely.
That's always the target.
Way to play the numbers.
But right now, our target demographic is men age 25 to 34, where we went from a 2.0 share to a 7.3.
Oh, hello, New York.
Unbelievable.
Way to go, New York City. You are finally turning the corner. That is wonderful news.
In men 25 to 34, in one book, we went from 18th place to 2nd place.
That is awesome. I am so happy about that.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. I want to ask you, you know, you have mentioned that we start doing the special things for New York when we get that 2-share 12 plus, right?
And when I come back on Monday, and I've already been working this out with the gerbil on the phone today, we are going to start, and we've got a system in place, tell you about it on Monday, regular contesting every hour for everybody in New York.
Good stuff.
And very soon, a Las Vegas-style show.
Yay!
For the good people of New York. I mean, listen, we still suck, but we can at least say among men 25 to 34, we're number 2.
That's excellent. Fantastic. And there's nothing better than a good number 2.
And all of these other rankings, you know, I mean, even 25 to 54. Hell, we went from 27th place to 17th place in one book.
That is fantastic news. And, you know, I think we're close to that, too. I think we can do it next in New York City, and I think that's fantastic.
Men 18 to 34, we went from 17th place to 6th place.
Hey, wait, now, is that the latest buzz that you've got on the Dow?
Yeah, it is. As of 3:15, the Dow was up 134, NASDAQ up 186.
So what's that number?
It's just above 10,150, just above it. So it is close to 10,000.
Okay, see, what did I tell you?
Right.
10,000 is the panic mark.
That's good, though. That's good. At least it's going in the right direction. That's
well,
good.
Who cares about the stock market? Our ratings in New York
I know,
are
I'm sorry. He just threw that number in front of me. I'm sorry.
So I just want to say to all of the naysayers in New York City, F you.
There you go.
The good people of New York have indeed embraced a show.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That is on tape delay.
That's great.
And at least among men age 25 to 34, we're number 2.
That is great.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Fantastic.
Soon to be number 1.
And
soon to be number 1 with all the other guys in our shadow.
All of these other rankings, I mean, even like 25 to 54, we're, you know, from 18th to 11th. The other jump was from 17th place to 8th place, from 16th place to 6th place. So it's finally moving in the right direction.
Cool. That is so all is right with the world. We have good ratings in New York City, and you're not peeing blood anymore.
That's right. And I'm getting a boner.
Well, but see, now look. Now, you might think that's good. I do not think that's good. I think that's extremely dangerous.
No, it's good. I want to tell you something. When I've gone...
You weren't incapable of getting a boner during this, were you?
Pardon me?
Were you incapable of getting a boner during all of this? Like, physically, you I mean, if you tried, or was it just a pain thing where you didn't even want to think about it?
I didn't, you know, I hadn't even thought about it until today.
There you go.
This
is
the
good.
First time that I actually thought about going to Channel 596.
You're getting well.
Yeah, that's mental health right there.
I think on Channel 597 now, they're showing more. They're just not showing Geesh.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, I'm sad to say that I've, if you'll pardon the pun, come around to your way of thinking.
There you go. Attaboy.
Good and man. Now, sadly, you know, it's like what they say with alcohol and with drugs. You start with the soft stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then you move to the hard stuff, and I'm afraid I'm stuck on Channel 596.
Way to go. Welcome to the Vivid TV.
Welcome to
my won't you come on in.
There
you go. All right, well, I've been taking notes here, and let me see how I got this. We got great ratings in New York City.
Yes.
You know, not great, but they're good, and they've turned the corner, and we're making a lot of progress.
Yes, they're decent.
You are no longer peeing blood, and you're able to get a boner.
Right.
And tomorrow at the appearance, I am supposed to subtract the amount from Buzz's talent fee and put it in your Get Well account.
Yes. Also, don't forget, the networks are pissing me off with the big logo with the crisis in the Middle East.
This is true from Yasir.
But at least they're not doing that on Channel 596.
And if the stock market goes below 10,000, go to the nearest roof and jump.
Don't worry. You won't have to tell me that twice, that's for sure.
Okay.
Well, feel better.
Yeah, I do.
And look forward to seeing you.
And we will see you Monday. And, you know, I think we might have Leah on the show today. If she comes on the show and we can maybe get in touch with you, I know that that would cheer you up, too, and give you a nice get well message.
I'd rather not speak to her in this condition.
Okay. And, Don, do you have a message for a Mr. Duckman?
I don't get it.
A dozen roses.
Done. And he's in our radio community. He's fallen ill, and we wish him the best.
Oh, God.
Feel better, Bob.
That's the dark side of Rob.
No. It's all good wishes for BD.
Jesus, Rob. You know, and like Rob called me about that today.
I did. Well, I was concerned.
Called me this morning.
Bob is not well.
He was in a car accident.
Car accident, but he's progressing nicely.
I didn't know. He didn't share that news with me.
I forgot.
He called me at home. Said, hey, did you hear the news?
Oh, my God.
We just wanted to keep you up on things.
Well, tell him the Grim Reaper.
Let me tell you something right now. We wish BD a speedy recovery. Because all his friends in the radio community, and you and I are among those friends. You know
yes.
that, Don. Absolutely.
And sadly, what that means now is, you know, he works with Eddie Gallagher, so that means now that Eddie Gallagher is in the best shape of all the people who do the morning show on that station.
That's right.
Oh, God. That is scary. I didn't even know Eddie Gallagher was still with us, but that's good.
He is.
That's wonderful. I hope you'll see him in the St. Patrick's Day Parade this year.
Okay, boys.
All right, Don, take it easy and feel better.
Have a great show.
Bye-bye.
Keep getting well. See you Monday. Bye.
That's Don, and sounds like he's doing great.
He sounds real good.
Way to go, New York City. Let's give New York City
a like that.
Incredible. Fantastic ratings. Oh, my God, it's good to hear from him. And, you know, that was what the mystery was about. He does that a lot when it comes to ratings, and I'm so glad that we're doing well. I do want to mention that, once again, as Lisa brought it in, we, and I will say Mike and Buzz, will be at the WJFK Washington Post. Oh, I'm sorry, and Lisa.
Oh, is she there?
Well, the WashingtonPost.com, Cars.com, Toys for Big Boys event this Saturday at the Capitol Expo Center in Chantilly. The event will be held from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Come see us in the Old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge from 1 till 2 p.m. with Gary Pesh.
Hi.
Our appearance is sponsored by Old Virginia Tobacco Company and Playboy.
You know what they say about Lisa?
What's that?
She's every big boy's favorite toy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Playboy by Don Diego. There'll be Playboy bunnies in the lounge, too. And I was thinking about this Playboy thing. You know, they're going to have these bunnies in the lounge,
right.
Buzz. And, you know, you are getting paid now to come out. You weren't even going to be there to start with. And
initially, that's true.
You know, and it's just, I'm glad to have you along. As I'm glad, you know, even though I give her a hard time, very glad to have Lisa there.
Of course.
I was thinking, you know, since this is going to be kind of a Playboy event,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to have bunnies there, I was thinking Lisa should probably dress like one would dress for Playboy After Dark, if you were going to wear like some kind of evening attire, and just look
that'd be
kind
nice.
Of dressy. We're going to be in a lounge with bunnies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, Lisa's is secondary. If you know, Lisa knows how to dress up for these functions,
oh, yeah.
right?
I was thinking about going maybe business casual since uh-huh. it was a daytime event.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we're going to be in a lounge atmosphere and they are going to be dressed up
right.
girls, I could go with my evening, kind of club, maybe
yes,
Las Vegas style show attire.
Nothing with a tail, no ears,
no
something classy.
That's for later.
Well, thank you, Lisa, and I think that's good. I think it's good you're going to do that. But Buzz, you know, I I'm not going to make you do anything, but I,
okay.
but I just think if you're a stand-up guy,
uh-huh.
there's a particular outfit that you've worn before in public that would fit this appearance better than anything in the world.
The pajamas.
You know what I'm talking
the
about.
The pajamas and the robe.
It's the Hef look.
I understand.
And the pipe.
Yes, I still have all of that.
And, you know, I think it would motivate people to come out and see us tomorrow at the Toys for Big Boys thing at the Expo Center in Chantilly. I think if you just, you slipped into your Hef outfit,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if we're going to be sitting at a table. I don't know if we're going to be mingling. I'm not really sure.
I kind of pictured you in a big sectional sofa.
Right.
Very dimly lit and very nice.
And, of course, I will be wearing a T-shirt and shorts.
But a T-shirt that looks like a tuxedo.
I'll be wearing what I always wear. But I'll tell you right now, I just think if you and Lisa created that image, I think it would just add to the whole ambiance of this Toys for Big Boys. Is there a chance you could do that?
There's definitely
Ladies
a chance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz Burbank.
Like that.
Let's give him a round of applause.
That's the spirit.
Did I break the bell?
Uh-oh, did you?
Oh, you better not. Oh.
Let me see it.
Wait, I think it's reparable.
I got it.
There you go.
Better.
There we go. I like that bell.
It's a good bell.
You know, it makes me feel like he's still here, man. Mm-hmm.
He's not dead.
No, he's not. He's coming back in on Monday.
Just shooting yogurt. That's all.
So we'll do that?
It will, yeah.
Good. You're a good man, and we will see you. That's tomorrow. We'll all be there from 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock, and that's in the Old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge. It'll be Buzz in his pajamas, the bunnies, Lisa in her evening gown, and yours truly. Rob will not be there because Rob is going on his romantic honeymoon to the second honeymoon to
that's
beautiful
right.
Niagara Falls.
Slowly I turned. I'll be wearing pajamas too, though.
Listen, I want to tell you about the show today. We've got a very big show, of course. Friday, always a very full show.
Yes.
Today on the program, we are going to have a brand new low-budget Jeopardy for you. Maybe, and probably not, but maybe. That's what I got from Charlie Broyhill. Maybe a call from Leah Remini.
That'd be cool.
Wish Don a speedy recovery. And also today, we're going to have that lady, that hottie, that turbo hottie.
Baby.
Fox NFL Sports. Her name is Jillian Barbieri. Uh-huh.
Jillian Barbieri.
I called her Janice before, and Charlie Broyhill was laughing at me for calling her Janice.
The lovely Janice.
She's a turbo hottie, and she's a new addition to the NFL on Fox, and she basically comes out and gives us the weather.
Yes, she does.
Like, people really care sitting at home. That, you know, they really care about what the weather's going to be in those football cities.
A lot of the time, I find myself muting her segment. I don't know why, but she's cute.
She is a hottie. We're going to have her on the show. And lots of fun. And also, we've got a trip to New York City to give away today for the Sex and the City promotion. And for New York City's trip today, I think what we're going to do is an edition of Where Are You? With the
I like that
most unusual place that you are. You know, we do that every time. And we've gotten people that were in, wasn't there one guy that was in kind of like a manure factory?
There was
something?
A manure factory. Factory, a place where they were rendering deer meat. I think my favorite was the guy who locked himself in the trunk of his parents' car and had the only keys with him.
So we'll do that later on. Your trip's going to include round-trip airfare, 2 nights hotel accommodations, dinner for two at New York City's finest restaurant, whatever it is, and a carriage ride. Now, Rob, you and Homo Joe went on a carriage ride.
Yes, we did. It's called a liveried chauffeur through Central Park, and it's a... It's fun, it's exciting, it's a great way to see Central Park, and
very
you never quite get used to the smell.
So that's coming up later. Don't miss the long-awaited season finale of Sex and the City this Sunday at 9 p.m., only on HBO. And ladies and gentlemen, his first appearance on the show today, he's come into the studio, and of course I always like to say hi to him because he always comes in at just the right time, and he's left a bit of a hole.
He's good fun, isn't he?
He is the biggest a-hole.
That's the producer.
I'll tell you, if there is one reason I want things to get back to normal, it's because I will not have to have the contact with him. Another great phone call again today.
Really?
You know, actually today, I think you were in the office when I called him today. He heard it was me, so he didn't recognize my voice at first, and then I got kind of a, oh, hi, how you doing? Which was really just phenomenal.
Great. You know why I want it to be back to normal?
Why?
So I'm not announced every time I walk into the studio.
I thought you'd like that, but that's okay.
It looked like
Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Broyhill. There he is. You love it. Get out of here.
But it looked like...
Oh, stop it. Turn those lights back down.
Yes, he always makes every room like a tanning booth. He turns the lights up real bright. It looked like you were having a nice visit with him today before the show, though.
Well,
like a quarter of?
He's all right.
It's nice.
We'll keep him.
Yeah, he's a good boy. He's my partner.
Now, one of the things that that I get to do, because, you know, it's a lot of me. It's not what I normally do, but I did talk about the fact yesterday that I am doing some personal training.
Right.
And
yes, you are.
I am doing this thing because I'm trying to lose the weight, and I've talked about Mr. Teets.
Big T.
Brian Teets, the guy that's training me, and I thought that this would be a nice opportunity. I worked out with him today.
How'd that go?
Well, he heard me on the radio talking about him. And
did he hurt you?
I think he hears what I do, and then he tweaks it up. But let's give him a call.
All right.
See if we can get Mr. Teets on the phone here. And I want to talk a little bit about a show I watched for the first time last night. Will and Grace, you know, won all these Emmy Awards.
Yes,
so I decided
did.
I'd give it a view. I've got some personal thoughts on that.
I'm eager
like
to hear, though.
You. And, yeah. Do you watch that show, Buzz?
Yeah, I've watched it off and on.
Jesus.
I watched it last night, too, and I
did
think...
Did you watch it because it won the Emmys?
Yeah, I think we're going to share the same opinion, judging from your tone.
Yeah.
Calling Teets.
Now, if you don't get Teets on that line, there's another line there where you can get them at the place.
Okay, well, I tried the mobile number. That was the one you wanted, right?
Okay. All right, that's okay. All right, hello.
This is Brian.
Brian!
Well, hello, sir.
Brian, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Not at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, my personal trainer, the man that's working me out.
Hey, Brian
Teets. Hello, Brian.
How are we doing?
Brian, is this your first time on the radio?
It is indeed.
Well, Brian, I asked you if you wouldn't mind coming on today because I just wanted to talk about my incredible regimen of personal training with you. How long have we been doing this now? About a month now?
A little bit over a month, yeah.
A little bit over a month, and I came to Brian. I went to this place where a friend of mine, Dan, he runs this joint.
Is it Dan Rice?
I'll mention where they are. It's because there's a lot of people out there. There's this place called Lifetime Fitness. What is it?
Lifetime Fitness. It's good. You work out there. You don't even know the name
of
the club.
I wanted to get it right. This buddy of mine, Dan, and he you know, he's around there, and I've known Dan for a long time, Dan. And so I said, find me the best guy you got. Find me the guy that's you know, really got a lot of on the ball. And I walked into Brian's office. I met Brian, and I said, I think the exact sentence I said, I want you to kick my ass.
Right.
And then he did. And
oh, man.
Was it wonderful.
We're all about service over here at Lifetime, so I figured, you know, if that's what you wanted, I figured I'd give it to you.
That's good. Now what? When I walked in there the first time, not that I've made enormous progress, because I really haven't. I have
no,
a long
you have,
way.
Though.
Brian, when you saw my body for the very first time, you saw, you got to look at my body. As far as time is concerned, what was the in your mind before you wrote everything down and took all your measurements and stuff, what was the estimated time you figured it would take for me, just not to be like you know, a sculpted cut guy, but just to get into a reasonable amount of shape? Well, how long did you figure when you saw me the first time it would take?
Oh, God, I'd have to say, you know, to be honest with you,
yeah.
I was going to be a jerk, at least six months to a year.
Six months to a year.
But that's very realistic, too. It's
that's
a nice...
realistic, yeah.
Well, that's good, 6 months to a year. And, but,
and
you
that's
give...
what I honestly thought. That's
now,
honestly
when, you're in,
thought.
When you're in your business, you you do like an assessment of people's bodies. That's your job.
Right.
You actually have to check people out. Could you, and I'm not talking about the way I am now, not that I've made all that much progress, but when I walked into your office, just to give me what's the first thing you figured when you looked at a guy like me? Because I've never asked you this even in private. I don't know what you thought when you saw me for the first time.
What did I think? Well, I thought, you know, you obviously were pretty pumped up about doing this stuff. And
he's being kind.
You're
he's
ready
being,
to go.
He's being very nice
so,
right now.
And I took you in the back, and obviously we had some people back there that were...
That's when he had his way with
and
me.
And gorgeous and that type of thing.
That was really... And you know, I knew we were going to do okay then that day that you had that Mira Sorvino lady that was back there getting her fat measured. And then you take me back there and you measured my fat.
Back there, and I think when it really hit me is when you took the shirt off. And it hit me. And I kind of stopped, and I thought, God, maybe I don't have the right size calipers.
Maybe the ice tongs.
See if I had any other around.
Were you wearing one of the big shirts, one with the nice drape? One of the good fat guys?
I was probably wearing a t-shirt and shorts because I knew I was going to work out.
Sure.
The first time he took the calipers to me, and several of the other boys were in there having their way with me at the same time. and he took out the calipers, and and in the back was this other lady, as I mentioned before, and she's getting the calipers, and I asked him, could we find another room where we could be alone? But he took out the calipers, and then, well, you take it from there, Brian. You took out the calipers, then what happened?
Well, I felt really bad. He started to get really upset about it, so I took him into another room. And
you were standing there. Seriously, there's this beautiful Adonis-like girl that's in the corner, you know, and she's not even aware that I exist. And I think she probably saw me and then quickly looked away. But I was not taking my shirt off to have my fat pinched in that situation. I wasn't going to do that. So we moved over into the other room.
Right, and then you proceeded to say the cuss words and yell at me thoroughly for doing that. So it was good.
Well, let me tell you this. Brian and I have an interesting relationship, and I will tell you this: that the nice thing about Brian is that early on in our relationship, I found out the fact that he does not mind if I cuss him out a little bit.
Oh, that's good. That's healthy.
He doesn't mind if I, you know, because he'll be sitting there and going, I came in the first day we did squat. Incidentally, speaking of squats. which is where you take a barbell. That happens again. That hasn't happened, I don't think, yet.
It might very soon. I believe it might.
It happened. You take Brian, correct me if I'm wrong. A squat, basically, the description of it is you take the barbell, you put it on the back of your neck, and then you just squat down and you
like
lift
you're sitting in a chair,
Now, Brian, we were talking about this today. This will blow you away because Brian is one of those guys like, I'll be back. Selicama, I'll be back. How much, get ready for this, how much at the most now are you squatting when you do your exercise when you squat?
I do about 500 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Brian, see?
Someday that'll come in handy, too. And I said, so he tells me this because he's getting ready to do one of these bodybuilding things.
Right.
And, you know, which I don't want to do. It's not what I want to do, but he's doing it. And he tells me 500 pounds. I said, oh, really? That's a lot of weight. How much now, at this moment in time, and I've been working out for a month, how much am I squatting, Brian?
Yeah, we maxed out at about 70 pounds, so we're getting it.
70 pounds. Well, Brian, what do you think? What is my prognosis as far as getting in condition? So, you know, when he said that to me, 70 pounds.
Physically, I can do a lot of work for you, but the mental part is still, I mean, that's out of my hands, and I can't do anything about that. But I think your prognosis should be okay. You'll be all right.
All right, Brian. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and good luck with your power tattoo and all that. And who's that other wuss you work out with the nipple ring? What's his name? We'll give him a mention too.
That would be Tom Minella. Would be my assistant. Yeah.
Tom Minella. He's like your right hand man out there, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are doing a good job, and you know, hopefully, maybe in a year's time, God, I can't stand it. Maybe I'll be able to squat 500 pounds,
and then you can get the tattoo on your inner thigh
that says power. Right. It's not on his inner thigh.
You put yourself.
It's on his outer thigh, Rob.
Oh, okay.
I misspoke.
Yep. Sure you did.
He showed it again today.
Yes, he did.
Okay, Brian, take it easy.
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Oh, this means he's going to kill me.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, God. He is a good guy. It's funny because I'm sitting there and I go, F you. Like, he'll get done. He goes, hey, did that feel good? And I'll say, F you. And there was one lady one day that heard me. And I was like, okay, you know, I am working here, all right?
And then
that man said, F you. It hurts, lady.
And then does Brian just throw his head back and laugh like a maniac? And then he squats and picks you up.
Absolutely. All right. I wanted to talk about this show. So I'm watching the Emmys, and I noticed that Will and Grace, which a show that I had never even looked at.
Okay.
I'd never watched it. My wife tells me it's good, so I say, last night, I'm glad you watched it.
Right.
We all watched it,
right?
Yes, we did. So I figured, was this the season premiere of Will?
Yes, it was.
I was sitting there, and I was, you know, it's got all the Emmy Awards. I'm going to watch this show. The show's got to be a good go. This show cannot possibly suck enough.
Hear, hear.
I mean, really, it was horrible.
Even if it didn't have any hype, I think it still would have sucked.
And the lady that
all that hype.
The lady that sucks the most is the lady that won the Emmy.
Lady's got the, oh, hey, I've got my little thing, my little phony voice like this.
It was a bad episode to start the season with because it was a bad episode for people who'd never seen the show before. And since this is a new night, that's a lot of the people who are watching. NBC's very vulnerable this season on its Thursday. It isn't must-see anymore. It's garbage.
It really, really, I mean, it's just contrived and the whole thing. And I guess, you know, I mean, are they really gay? Are the guys really gay on
both
that
Both of the
show?
Guys, yeah.
They're both
not in real life, not Will.
Not in real life.
Not Will.
Who is Will?
Will is the guy with the dark hair and not flat top.
I don't mind the
straighter
lady.
Looking, more handsome guy, I guess. The
dreamy guy.
What's the lady's name?
Deborah Messing.
I don't mind her.
No, she's another good one to watch with the sound on, I think.
I like her. She's nice lady.
It seemed to me the writing was like too convenient, too pat, and too broad.
All right, well, somebody's calling about, oh, God. All right, somebody's calling about exercise. Hold on a second.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike, Robin, Buzz, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How
you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Mike, I want to say congrats on the diet thing, and I got something that might help along with that process. Have you heard of the Stacker 2 products?
The what?
Oh, no, I don't want to give a plug. Jeez.
Wow.
No, I don't want to plug this. Was that like a steroid?
I think it gives you 6 foot BMs.
Hey, Mike, congratulations. Doing a great, yeah, good to see you. Hey, you're doing it. Listen, here's my commercial.
Have you tried Dexedrine?
Well, Rob, you got me started on this. I got to give you your props, but I got a long way to go.
Well, no, you look great, and I think this is the first one I could, this week is the first week where I can really see it in your face. You look dreamy.
Thank you.
Proud of you both.
Thank you.
I hate Will and Grace. And the other thing I hate is when I'm watching all all the news shows, as Don mentioned, you know, they're coming over the, you know, with the bulletins all the time.
Right.
What is the deal with the alleged terrorist attack? Excuse me, but, I mean, alleged? I mean, it's a boat that pulled up to a military ship with the guys that, like, put their hands up in the air, praised Allah, and then they blew a hole in the side of the
boat. They want to be covered in case the terrorists sue.
I mean, that blows me away. I couldn't believe that. The first time I saw that, they're doing these news stories, and every one of them, it's almost like they're afraid to come out and say it was a... Do you have any idea why they do that?
I think yesterday,
no one thought that.
Yesterday, at least, they were just waiting to make sure, because they didn't know, you know, what exploded, much less whether or not it was a terrorist attack.
That's true.
You know, it weirds me out when they're saying that in these news reports, that, you know, the alleged terrorists.
Right. Well, the terrorists...
It doesn't matter what group they're from.
It's Madden on the road on Westwood 1. After a week off, the high-scoring St. Louis Rams return to action this week as they host the Falcons. John Madden says the Super Bowl repeat isn't a lot. Rams offense is good enough.
Stay cool.
Defense not yet.
Stay cool.
And they would be lucky if they did get it, because, you know,
That they blew a hole in the ship?
Yeah, the bolts fell.
To get the most out of every minute, people on the go turn to headline news. Their get-to-the-point news source. Get the top stories and breaking news.
We have this story just in.
Reports from the world of business. Up to the minute sports score. The latest scoop on Hollywood health, fashion, and more. The only TV network for 24-hour non-stop headlines. Headline news on CNN Network. Your source for get-to-the-point news. Check cable listings for channel
But I guess we will.
If you're in sales, you know there's no time to flinch. If you do, you could lose the opportunity, the deal, the business, all of it. But now you have an edge with Interact.com. It synchronizes your current contact manager, including apps, palm, and even your cell phone with the internet to give you round-the-clock sales support.
Now you can get prizes away later, and we'll take your phone calls coming up right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pretty soon we cut the chit-chat a-hole.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Off-camera, no one recognized the problem.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. I don't ever recall him getting surly or nasty. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear this, too. At certain times at around 5 o'clock, he would draw martini glasses on his script while we were having notes or something like that. But it never seemed to be an issue.
Who let the dogs out?
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus. Don and Mike Show.
We are back. All right, Rob, hit those touchstones because, you know, no matter what he said, everybody thought it was caller 100 anyway, so everybody's calling, so we decided we would take caller 100 anyway, and that's just what we're going to do right now. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Victor Badway in Wichita, Kansas.
Victor Badway?
In Wichita, Kansas.
He needed to win in a bad way.
Yeah, I am really in a good way.
How you doing, Victor Badway?
Well, if things were any better, I'd have to be twins.
Oh, that's very Wichita of you. Congratulations, Victor Badway.
I
never heard that either.
Good, isn't it?
I can't believe it.
I have never heard that
either.
That's
the Wichita motto, I think. You have won.
Wait.
Yes, Victor Badway. I'm trying to give you your prize, but you keep talking. What do you want?
You should remember me. Now, listen.
Oh, God.
If you have just a moment.
Oh, no. Well, can I give you your prize first, and then we'll talk?
Well, okay. I'll let you run your show.
All right, Victor Badway, you've won a Tyson versus Galata T-shirt.
Boy.
If I felt any better, I'd be twins. Courtesy of Comcast, Cox Cable, and District Cable Vision, Tyson versus Galata is in demand live on Friday, October 20th. Call now to order this pay-per-view event. And Victor Badway, before I get back to you, I gotta do one more thing. Congratulations to Dennis Bailey also.
Oh, yeah.
He won a trip for two two to San Francisco, including round-trip airfare, two nights hotel accommodations, a private dinner party cruise around Alcatraz Island, plus a tour of the prison, all courtesy of Arrest and Trial, the all-new, highly anticipated series, airing weeknights at 10:30 p.m. on the WB50. So congratulations to Dennis Bailey. All right, Victor Badway, what do you want to talk about?
Well, about a little over a year ago, you had a contest here with some gal from Iowa. She wanted to meet some guy, and if the guy called, he'd, you know, you're going to fix up a date with him. I sent you
a lot of guys sound like this in the
world.
Yes, they do.
I sent you a picture of me.
I sent you a picture. What do you look like?
I look like Gabby Hayes.
Do you really?
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
You mean you got the like the white whiskers?
I'm 77 years old.
No.
Wow.
No kidding.
Hey,
you don't sound that old.
I'm not kidding you.
Congratulations.
My God, you're less than 10 years older than younger than Buzz. That's very cool.
It's true.
Hey, my life is a parallel with Buzz.
Are you really? 77 years old?
As a Lord is my maker, I am 70. I'm closer to 78. March the 8th, I'll be 78.
Wow. That's my birthday.
And I feel so good, I can't stand it.
Are you married?
Nope, I haven't. I've lived alone for 18 years.
Oh my God! Are you still sexually active?
Oh, if I want to be.
If you want, is there a special someone in 77?
No, there's no special someone.
Really?
I just, you know, I mean, whenever the spirit leads me, I can get a boner, you know, a little bit, a whole lot.
Let's see what else for. Well, I mean, Victor, what do you do for fun in Wichita at the age of 77?
Well, I want to tell you what I do for fun.
He sounds so much younger than 77.
It's incredible, isn't
it? He really does.
I read the scriptures. Honestly, now, I'm not lying to you.
You're a holy man?
Huh?
You're a holy man?
I don't say I'm a holy man. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ.
And you read the Bible.
You call me a holy man because of that.
Well, no, that's okay. You said you get boners, so, I mean, you're not all that holy.
Oh, listen, that has nothing to do with my salvation.
That's right. I understand.
Okay, now...
So you would be considered... Are you, like, born again?
Oh, yeah, the Holy Spirit moves me to do what I do, whatever it is.
Now, what if the Holy Spirit moves you to, like, go out and get some strange?
Get some strange?
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with that?
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm trying to get a feel for you, Victor, because I'll
tell you what. You know what? If people understood the scriptures...
All right, now, Victor, hold it. Victor, I don't want to do a whole preaching show. There's there's
fine.
Another
station. What do you want to talk about, baseball?
No, I want to talk about you, Victor.
Okay.
I want to talk about you and your life. Are you... So you don't have anybody that you live with or anything? Are you lonely?
Alone.
You live alone?
I live alone in Wichita, Kansas.
You go to bingo or anything like that?
No. I don't associate too much with people, not in the world, not really.
Really? What, are you a hermit?
No, well, I wouldn't classify myself as a hermit. I'm a little recluse, not a whole lot, but it's because of my choosing, not because, you know, I mean, I have a car, I can go and, you know, whatever.
How often do you leave the house, Victor?
Oh, once a day.
And Victor?
I'll go to the grocery store or go visit a friend or something, you know.
Victor, what kind of car do you own?
A 1985 Toyota Corolla.
Now that's a shocker.
I mean Toyota Camry.
I had him pegged as an American car owner, didn't you?
Now, Buzz, this you know, as an older man yourself,
yes.
Who lives with somebody, is it is it common for peers of yours to actually get together with other seniors, you know, occasionally, or do a lot of people do what Victor does, you know, just stay at home? And
I really don't know because I realize I have a very young mind, seriously, and because of this, I don't like to associate with people that are my age.
Right, we like to hang out with younger people.
Oh yeah.
Buzz does very well.
I don't
want to
get too young, then they will get suspicious of you, you know.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, God's been so good to me.
That's
and
good,
I listen
Victor.
To you guys. I've listened to you guys for 5-6 years, something like that.
Well, God bless you, Victor.
Well, he has. He keeps blessing me.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, and God bless you, too.
God bless you. Right back at you,
amazing
Victor.
Amazing story.
That's Holy Man Victor right there. And, you know, I guess they grow them old in Wichita, Buzz.
They do.
Now, I want to talk to you, Buzz. I want to see if we can reach a compromise.
Okay.
Buzz comes
right
into me during the break there and says, Mike, it's going to be daylight, and, you know, at night, you know, normally people, I guess everybody at night, Buzz, when they go out, they wear pajamas and a bathrobe.
No, we go to the Las Vegas-style shows, and, you know, it's dark and smoky, and people are drunk, and, you know, it's a nightclub atmosphere, and it's a bawdy show.
I was so excited because Buzz said that he was going to wear the Hef outfit. There's a compromise here.
I think so.
There's a compromise.
I think so.
You don't have to wear the jammies,
uh-huh,
but if you could wear that satin bathrobe, absolutely.
Yeah, like a smoking jacket.
That's all you need.
You got it.
Okay.
And the pipe.
And the pipe and just hang out. That's all I want. I understand you wouldn't want to, like, go to the Capitol Expo Center and get out of your car.
In pajamas.
In pajamas.
Yeah, because then people would think I was old.
Security?
They might really not let you into the building.
They think slippers? I was Mr. Badway.
All right, so you're in?
I'm in.
Slippers?
Robe, slippers.
And Lisa's going to be wearing evening wear.
Excellent.
And I will be wearing nothing, and Rob will be in Canada.
No, Buffalo.
Well, Niagara Falls is close. It's right on the border.
Well, we'll be actually looking at the falls from the Canada side.
Oh, are you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you know what? I've never been north of our country before. So
you've never been out of Northern Virginia, have you?
No. Remember, I went to Mexico for my honeymoon.
Ah, yeah.
Which is almost like, you know, just like an amusement park.
Bob Spiewak's Mexican honeymoon.
And how dare you? I've been to France and Munich.
Yes, you have. You're a world traveler. Let's take some calls at 877-365. 3636.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Don and Mike show. How are you today?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I think it's Mike the TV icon.
It's
boy.
Larry. It's
Larry.
Larry?
Larry, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you today, Larry?
Yeah.
Larry, is that all you're going to say is yeah?
No.
Well, Larry, I mean, we're waiting for a point here. What would you like to talk about today, Larry?
Don?
Don's not here.
No.
Larry, unfortunately, Don has a kidney infection and he's getting better. He'll be back Monday, though. Is that okay with you, Larry?
Larry.
Not funny.
That is uncalled for. Don't laugh at that.
Larry.
Larry, it is not funny to make fun of other people when they're ill.
Michael?
Yes, Larry.
I just hate to break this to you.
Oh, dear. What is
bad news.
What do you have for me, Larry?
He's lying.
Who's lying?
Oh, no.
Don?
Don is lying.
Don is lying about his illness?
He's lying.
No. I mean, I spoke to him. I know he's been in a lot of pain. Charlie saw him last Sunday, and he was not well. He was not feeling well, and he's urinating blood, or he was.
Michael?
Yes, Larry?
We want to believe you.
Well, you can't. You can believe me, Larry.
Try, Larry.
Do it. Don't speak to me in that tone of voice. You can believe me, Larry.
No!
This is a very different Larry today. This is a very combative Larry.
You know what? It's a hopped up Larry is what it is.
Yeah.
Larry, what else is going on? Well, Larry, was that a burp?
Michael?
Yes, Larry.
Do you miss him?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, Larry, very much.
Michael?
Because if he was here, Buzz would be wearing the pajamas. Yes, Larry. I'm glad you like that.
You did.
Yes, Larry, what?
You like this?
Yes, I do, Larry. Do you mean this show?
Yeah,
I do. Larry, do you like your show?
Yeah.
You do? That's fantastic. How's everything else in your life?
Was that
another burp? Do you have some sort of gas problem, Larry?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, so Larry's in bad health, too.
How long have you had that gas problem, Larry?
F you.
That
Larry.
Is not called for. Did you say F you?
Yeah.
How dare you? Well, F you right back, Larry.
F you.
Hey, Larry, we got to run. What? Do you have anything else for us?
Yeah.
What's that?
Michael?
Yeah. Yes, Larry.
How is your health?
Oh, it's right on the edge, Larry.
Michael?
Yes, Larry.
God didn't make Twinkies healthy.
Oh, I see. He's giving you nutrition advice.
Oh, he's giving me health advice. Yeah, you're right, Larry, and I should try to avoid the Twinkies. But I appreciate the health talk. And remember, Don does have a kidney infection. And I don't think that's a laughing matter. I really don't know.
F you. He's lying.
Oh, dear.
Man. All right, Larry, we have to go.
Michael?
Yes, Larry.
Have a great weekend.
You too. That's Mike the TV icon.
Good job today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen and Robert, I've noticed you've enjoyed my greeting, so I give this to you, Mr. Spiewak.
Oh, you know, hold on a minute. You know what I do want to say? Hey, Lewis, just because Don's not here doesn't mean you can call and talk to me. I'm not taking the calls either, okay? Lutard called today.
Uh-huh.
Lewis, and no, uncalled for. Yes, go ahead, sir.
For Rob, my four-syllable greeting.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing,
gentlemen?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You were watching the Must-See TV last night, correct?
I only watched Will and Grace, and I thought it sucked. I thought it was really disappointing.
I know Don would love this. Jennifer Aniston, if you ever notice her... her nipes stick out all the time through her shirts.
Right. Is it me, or has her breasts seem to have gotten even larger?
Yes.
I believe you may be right.
You think she's had work done?
I think maybe she's dieting. and leaving that, I think just the rest of her body's getting smaller.
Maybe she's pregnant. You know, your boobs get bigger when you're pregnant.
Could be.
Maybe Brad Pitt knocked her up.
Lisa Kudrow looked very busty last night, I thought.
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow is actually thinner this year, isn't she?
Oh, you know, and Chandler.
Yes.
What's the deal with him now?
He's bustier.
Lost the weight. He's lost the weight again.
He's also got bigger breasts.
No, come on. He looks like he's going. Remember when he looked like that and they had to put him in some kind of asylum for a while?
He's on the seesaw because he was.
Hold on a second.
Borderline. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Hey, sir.
Yes?
I got a message for you.
Listen up.
I'm.
Thank you.
All right, brought to you by Egars.com, the best cigar site on the planet, Egars.com. I almost fell just sitting down in the chair there.
The denim really muffled that, made it sound good, almost like a windscreen.
You know, I didn't see the show last night. You guys both watched the show,
yes,
Friends?
I watched the last part of it.
I saw the promo, and it looked to me like Matthew Perry is again at that anorexic stage.
Yeah.
He does not look like a
too
well
thin.
Man.
Too thin.
You know who else looked really busty last night is Elliot Gould.
Yeah. He's got great hairy breasts.
Yeah, beautiful, gorgeous. You could comb that stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
How are you?
I have never, ever been able to get through. I've wanted to talk to you guys so bad, and I miss Mike. I like you. I mean, I miss Don. I like you, Mike, but I miss Don.
We miss him, too, and he's feeling a lot better today, and he's going to be back on Monday.
You guys are so great, but it takes both of you.
It does.
It's like the peanut butter without the banana, you know?
Or the peanut butter without chocolate.
Well, that too. But I really want
Hot
Don to come back. I hope
fudge.
He feels better.
Well, that's nice of you to say, and we'll pass that along. He was looking for those calls yesterday, and
yeah.
I'm glad you called and told him that, okay?
Well, I tried to get through yesterday to cheer him up, but I couldn't get through.
Well, we'll pass that along to Don for you, okay, Liz?
I love you guys.
Love you.
Love
Thanks
you.
A lot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, I like you at the helm.
Thank you. That's very nice of you, but I do want my partner to come back and feel better.
I love Don, too, but I think it is a different energy, and I like it both ways in this case.
Always good with a girl who likes it both ways.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we got both of those girls come down and like, hey, what happened? Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
I want to see if we can, I hate to do this, but I have to do it because I want to find out. Charlie Broyhill, can you come in here for just a second because I want to find out about that lady Lee.
Lee.
From yesterday, if there's been any update on that.
Oh, I recall Lee. She was going to drive up from North Carolina, or South Carolina, was it, put down a canvas and paint with her body.
That's what she said she was going to do. There was a lot of controversy. It started out as to whether or not she was a man or a woman. Then it went on to, whether she was going to make it up from North Carolina, whether she was telling the truth. And then at the very end, I found that she lacked credibility.
The thing that threw us off most was saying that she'd love to do it if she could find some hypoallergenic paint.
All right, now here comes Charles Broyhill. So did you talk to her, or has there been a... I know she was faxing some stuff to us. What's the latest on Lee?
She can't come on the 16th.
Shocker.
Right.
Yeah. Boy, that is an incredible
surprise.
She wants
us to send a car.
She wants us to send a car.
She thinks that CBS is cheap, and so she must be a
bull. So what would be your...
partially right.
What would be your overall read on the situation?
Screw her?
Screw her.
She ain't coming.
All right.
Yeah, I figured that much for Lee. That's an enormous disappointment. I don't think she'd do it. I think that'd be one of those deals where you'd say, yes, we're going to send a car. Yes, we're going to give you the date. And it would just be one thing after the other. You get that impression?
One and one and one.
Yes, she would need and need and need. So I guess based on all of this, we can only say one thing, Rob.
Filthy, needy whore.
She was a whore.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And we wish her well.
Yes, we do. Of course we do, Rob.
Hi, it's me again. I was talking to you just now.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, and also I want to congratulate you on joining Trying to Be Fit. I, too, started a fitness program last month, and I feel so much better inside and out.
How are your BMs?
Absolutely much better.
Really?
In fact, I gave up meat and dairy.
Oh, you can't
do
that.
I feel incredible.
Really? I'm drinking a lot of soy milk. Do you drink that on your diet?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, soy milk from Trader Joe's. I love it.
Oh, but no, see, I don't love it. I mean, I have to drink that crap, but I don't like, it has, you know what, when anything is described that you're supposed to drink is having a beanie quality to it.
Oh, no. That'll kill you.
That is not pleasant.
Oh, at first it doesn't taste good, but I tried it with a little cinnamon on top. It's delicious.
Oh.
Cinnamon.
Hey, well, how are you looking now?
Well, as you are, I'm a work in progress. I've got a long ways to go, at least a year. But I really think that I'm on my way to something, and I'm proud of you, Mike.
Well, God bless you, darling.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
She had a beanie
quality.
How you
doing?
How you doing? How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey,
anything's better when you put cinnamon. Hold on, sir. Anything's better when you put cinnamon on it.
That's true.
If it needs cinnamon, I say don't eat it in the first place.
You can even put cinnamon on a body part.
Yes,
and paint with it.
Nice and spicy. Go ahead, sir. Yes, full speed ahead.
I was watching the debate, and I did notice that Gore sounds like Stuart Smalley.
You know, I'd say there's a little of Al Franken in there. You know, I'm...
That's been mentioned before.
Darn it, people like
me. He has a little bit of a lisp, it's been pointed out.
Just a little bit of a lisp.
I never really listened to the guy that much, but I'm sitting there watching this, and it was just killing me. I can imagine looking over the mirror, you know, saying, I'm good enough, I'm nice enough to be the president, gosh darn it,
and
you know?
Darn it, people like me.
I think I might even swing my vote if he put on one of those pastel sweaters.
Looks over at George W.
All of a sudden, a mirror came up next to him, and he did it.
All right. And you know, he looks over at George W. I'll tell you right now, you are just so, so sweet looking. I went to Harvard, you went to Yale, and I want to take you right now.
They did hug the last debate.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, major effing star, Dennis Murphy.
Hey, Mike, hey, great show.
How you doing, Dennis?
Hey, you're doing a great job.
What's happening with you today?
I'm just getting ready for the weekend.
Now, you know what? I think, was it Wednesday that you came by?
Yeah, Wednesday I came by, but you were talking in the show, and I guess you didn't want to have me on, so...
You know, it's weird. You know, I come in here, and Wednesday, Don's not here. Things are definitely all jumbled up, and I'm walking around, and, you know, we're all doing things that we normally don't do, and I come out of the studio towards the end of the show, and, you know, at that stage of the game, everybody's kind of, you know, downloading, relaxing,
winding down,
and all of a sudden, from around the corner flies Dennis P. Murphy, and, you know, I said, what, you know, I was very charming and very kind. I said, what the hell are you doing here? And Dennis said to me, you were picking up your stuff for your porno trip?
Yeah, I was signing some waivers for the porno trip I'm taking next Saturday.
I'm jealous. Now, we talked about this a long time ago, and a lot of the work's been done behind the scenes about this, but for those of you that don't know, Dennis, you can fill in the blanks here, but you're going down to Cancun, is that right? You're going down to Cancun. I guess it's going to be all these porno stars that are going to be filming, and they're going to be having sex, and the goal, they're going to give somebody a prize if they cannot get excited, right?
Cannot. You know what?
If you don't get a boner,
the person that's best at restraining themselves.
Okay, the person that doesn't get the boner is going. What is it? What do you win if you get that?
Well, I think I win a trip to next year's convention. Plus, unfortunately, I will star in a porno film.
Well, that's right.
Star?
That's what happens.
Star or just appear?
Appear.
Huh? I think appear, I believe.
Sorry, appear.
Well, right. Good luck. I think it's going to be some stiff competition.
So you got your tickets?
I'm still waiting for Charlie for the airline ticket.
Well, what did you pick up the other day?
Oh, no, I have a sign from waivers.
So some waivers, like if you get the Hivvy?
Yeah.
Like if you get the Hivvy, you won't sue?
Yeah, but the Hivvy, I do not want
to. Well, do they really make...
I won't sue CBS.
Do they really make you sign something like that?
Well, it's not CBS, but...
Oh, it's CBS that made you sign. Good. We protected ourselves.
Solution company.
Well, have you gotten any information from this, this tour guide who's... running this sex trip?
I've been working for Charlie, so...
Ron Jeremy Ayer.
And hey, what's the painting on that plane?
Yeah, look for a big purple plane in the sky.
All right, Dennis, anything else?
Yeah, I put a contract on condo.
Oh, really? You're going to be a homeowner?
I'm going to be a homeowner, and I'll be living in Greenbelt, Maryland.
Oh, is that the Gavin Towers?
No, thank God. No, I don't live in a good moving area.
Well, Buzz had mentioned to me that if you, when you do move into your condo and you have your housewarming, he'd love to bring his wife, Marcia.
Hey, look, I'm going to have Buzz on my surround sound. Is that possible, Buzz?
Hey, Buzz, that's a great idea. Can you,
you know what, Dennis?
Yeah?
I would do that for
you. Oh, is
that
would you
nice?
Really?
Yeah,
that'd
would.
Be nice.
Oh, thank you.
Rob, would you that. Help? Would you help with that?
What day would that be, Buzz?
I think that's going to be on a Saturday,
I'm
probably.
I'm going back to Buffalo on the plane that day.
Okay. All right, Dennis,
hey,
we got...
have a cool weekend.
Okay, Dennis, got to get out of here.
I'll get better.
Yes, absolutely.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye. Very good. He disciplined himself today.
Can't
he
wait did. For that housewarming.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Here's a little song from Mr. Don Geronimo.
Oh, very nice, son.
Kidneys and kidney beans don't mean much to me. I'm glad Don's feeling better. There's no blood in his pee. Mike's been running the show with the help of Robin Buzz. Now Don can achieve a boner. He'll be after Frida's fuzz. Get better, Uncle Donnie. Come back real soon. Lock the doors and close the windows and get yourself some. I said, get yourself some poo.
Clint Black, ladies and gentlemen.
Bravo, lovely. Nicely done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, you need to thank me.
Why?
New York.
You
my friends are listening to you now.
You mean you're the guy?
That's me.
You're the one. Whereabouts in the New York area are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Hoboken, New Jersey, but I used to live in Virginia.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on. I want to say goodbye, farewell to somebody who's been on the show. Well, that's wonderful. Keep up the good work. What?
We all love Tim McWilliams. We need more of him.
Well, you know, speaking of sales guys, there's a sales guy coming in here right now that's been on the show a lot.
Fair to Timmy.
I know, but I got to bring him. I got to bring him in. I got to go. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Get Tim back.
All right. Now, is this it for you, ladies and gentlemen? Dobie Gillis, David Hainline, a guy that Don and I have known probably longer than any other sales
guy. That's very true.
It's his last day today, and you know, we've come in over the years. Let me see if I can remember all the wonderful things, David. We've talked about you lighting your ass on fire, which you did one time. We've talked about the wonderful porno that you've had on your computer. Can I say that now that you're going? Well, I'm going to say everything now that you're going. And what else have we done to you over the years?
I remember one thing.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Remember the trouble his kids caused in the Capitals locker room?
Ah, yes, when your precocious son, I guess, was insulting the coach or something like that.
A spirited youngster.
Yes, a spirited lad. Well, David, this is it. You're leaving today, right?
Yes.
I actually saw you walking down the hallway. You were waving like that was your last box?
Yes.
You are out of here.
Yes.
Rob, do we have any sad music that we could play for?
Not really.
Yeah, I guess we don't want to do that. So, anything you'd like to say? I mean, this is, you know, probably the last time you're going to ever be on the radio, because you're not going to work at another radio station.
No, I'm not. But 12 years with you and Don, it's been real. Two different radio stations.
Oh, man, you're killing me, man.
I mean, Dave.
8 years with Buzz.
Yeah, that's right, David.
I think 8 years with Rob A.
Sad. You're really sad, aren't you? You're really, you know, you are emotional.
You're
right?
Sad.
This is the. But what else did you? Do you remember anything that we did to you over the years? Anything you'd like to recap in our little walk down memory lane with David Hainline?
Dialed for transvestite.
Oh yeah. They were good days, weren't they?
I think maybe you should explain his nickname and how you arrived at it.
Dobie Gillis?
Yeah, I think that's nice.
Well, Dobie Gillis, anybody who remembers that old TV show, Dobie Gillis was, you know, always this guy that kind of...
Happy-go-lucky.
Happy-go-lucky, but he put his foot in his mouth and he would always say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. David Hainline would have a way of saying something at the absolute inopportune time. He's if I was king. Having a particularly crappy day, mm-hmm. if my day was just a world of S, mm-hmm. he would inevitably smell it and sense it and come out. And you know this is true. I hope you fess up to this. I really do, because you would always
my
know.
Smile.
You would always know.
Look at my smile.
You'd always know when I was having a crappy day, and you'd come out and you'd go, "Hey, how you doing?" I'll never forget that. And I will never forget all your wonderful stuff on your computer. Of all the things you had, and I think it's important now because you're leaving. It's maybe your last chance to be honest. Of all the things that was on that computer, what was the one thing that you think was the best? You had a lot of stuff on. Was it the...
Wasabi.
You know, was it the man that was pooping into a Ziploc bag?
The one I remember involved Saran Wrap.
Saran Wrap when the guy...
Is that the same
that's
one?
That's the one.
I don't know. Why would that stick with
why
that?
Are we...
That's horrifying. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So let the record be straight is that these things were emailed to me.
Yes, but let me explain this to you.
Nothing I ever solicited or tried to get.
One more chance to give you a little hard time before you leave. I will point out these things were emailed to you, and I get a lot of that kind of email. I do. I get a lot of it every single day. But I'll tell you what, a lot of people just they just delete it after they look at it.
That's true.
You're a saver. You are a bit of a pack rat.
Some people don't even look at it. They just delete it. And some people run down the hall saying, "Hey, dude, look at this."
All that stuff on your hard disk again?
No, there's nothing on it like that. And I think justification-wise that it was up to me to humor you any way I could, because you guys spent your afternoon humoring me.
That's true.
And to get a laugh out of you is not an easy task.
So where are you going now? What will you be doing? You're catering, right? You're going to be making food?
No, it's actually Capital Services, Inc., which is...
David Hainline.
I'm going to miss being able to give him a hard time like this.
The catering company is my sister-in-law's, and my wife's company is called Capital Services, Inc.
They make, like, nut logs, or... What do they do?
What they do is when conventions come to town, we take care of everything from as soon as you land with transport.
All right, okay, that's great. I'm so happy for
you. It'll be run as well as his angle of the sales.
All right, David, one last chance. Last words, parting words. What do you have to say? Anything before you leave the final confines of WJFK and go off to greener pastures?
I can honestly say that you guys made my day every day.
No, I know Don will miss you, and I'll miss you too. Good luck, buddy.
All right,
take it easy.
David, goodbye.
So long, David. And don't light those farts on fire again.
You can burn your rectum. He's gone.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
I'll miss him.
Take care. He's better than most. I'll give him that. Would you give him that?
Nah, no.
I like Rob's reaction.
He's definitely like most, I think.
He's like most.
He is. He's definitely that. You know what?
Yeah.
He was very punctual.
He was. I worked with him for a very, very long time. Longer than most people I know in the business. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, everyone. I started a fantasy basketball league on Yahoo called the Don and Mike Fans League.
Did you really?
Yeah. If anybody is interested, here's all you got to do. Go to Yahoo, my fantasy.
Yeah, fantastic. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
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 Sam Huff.
Oh, no. What do you want? You want
anything? This ain't the Sam Huff guy.
All right, what do you want?
It ain't the Sam Huff guy. How you doing?
What do you want?
Just want to know the stats of this weekend's events. How about the Toys for Big Boys? Don and Mike going to be there?
Don is not going to make it. Don is still on the road to recovery. He'll be back on the show on Monday. Lisa and Buzz and I, we will all be out there. We're going to be out there from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Buzz has fagged out on wearing the pajamas, but he will be wearing his robe over his hard wooden shoes.
And my pipe.
And he will be smoking a pipe like a half. And there will be Playboy bunnies in the cigar lounge. Let me give him another plug here. At the Old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge. We'll be there from 1 to 2. Okay?
Mike, you going to be playing with Tiger down in Hooterville this weekend?
Yeah, I probably will. Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Okay. And next weekend, you and Don are going to appear at a car dealership handing out hot dogs and balloons, right?
Absolutely. That's what we're going to be doing every single weekend. That's right. If you'd like us to, have you ever hear those things on certain radio stations on the weekend?
Sure. How you doing? We're down here. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's great. They got the barbecue up. And if you'd like to take a look at this Taurus, let me tell you right now, this is some serious piece of machinery.
And you know our motto, everyone gets on beer.
All right. I'll be here from 10 in the morning until about 8 o'clock tonight. You just stop by and say hi. I would love to see you.
Stop by Pat Goss Geo.
Hey, how you doing? Yes, sir. I'll be out here. Lisa will be taking some pictures. It's going to be a fantastic afternoon. We're really going to enjoy ourselves. We'd love to see you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. How you doing? How you doing? Hello?
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike Buzz.
Hi.
My Double D buddies.
Hey, what?
How you doing?
How you doing, dude? How you doing,
dude-sickle? What's happening? What can we do for you?
Oh, first of all, I'd like to send Godspeed and good wishes to Don Geronimo. Getting better.
I think he's feeling a lot better. We talked to him earlier today. We'll talk to him hopefully later in the show.
Great. Second of all, being the 16th of October, I was wondering if you've heard anything from the Halloween spooks.
You know, it's funny you mention that because, Rob, why don't we just open the door and see if they're lurking outside.
I don't even know if they're out there.
Because it is actually Friday the 13th.
Hey.
Oh, my God, look at that.
Oh, there they are.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Friday the 13th.
It is Friday the 13th, and, they are decrepit.
Halloween.
Oh, wow, look at that. The arm just fell off.
But they look good.
Crank it up, Rob. I love this song. There they are.
You are on the air, sir.
There's one of them right there. Oh, boy, they look lovely. You like this, huh, sir?
What a great guy he is.
Outside my window. All right, there they go. Get out of here, Halloween. Bye-bye. See you later. All right, on that note, we got to take a break.
They don't look good, but they sound marvelous.
And they smell terrible.
They do.
We'll be coming back. In our next break, we're going to talk to that hottie, Turbo Hottie, from the NFL on Fox. Her name is?
Jillian Barbieri.
Jillian Barbieri. I knew that. And she'll be with us next on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a beat closer. That's what I want. Why are you messing with my knee?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you got a master of the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all the pills and shots, man. The terrible things to your body.
Oh. You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
Just a couple of hard-working white guys, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And we're back, and I want to tell you about a website. Lisa and Charlie show me in the back room. We've got the lovely Janice is going to wind it up and let it go. She's about to call us any second now to talk sports. She's
Jillian.
Jillian.
Why do I call her Janice? I don't know.
Jesus Christ, what's the matter with my brain? It's Jillian Barbieri from Fox NFL Sunday. She does the weather, and Charlie said she didn't want to pick football games, so she doesn't know anything about football.
Ah.
But we're going to talk to her about that. that, so she should be calling any second now. I'm in the back room with Charlie and with Lisa.
Yes.
And there's a guy that's, I don't know what he's doing. Hey, Lisa, come on in here for a second, please. I want to just get it right, what this guy's doing, because I only saw it very, very briefly. But, Buzz, I want you to check out this.
I'm ready.
Go to www.geocities.com/MDRacer76. All right. Okay. What is this guy doing? What's this all about?
Okay, it was the guy, I don't know if it was the guy that had faxed or called, but he wanted to give you riding lessons and was selling his Harley.
Right. Right.
So he actually was a buddy of his called today and wanted to get on the air, you know, and tell you about it. I told him that I would keep it and save it and pass it on to you.
Right. So are you there? Are you getting there, Buzz?
Yeah, I think it's a forward slash.
Okay, forward slash is fine. Yeah, I couldn't tell which one. Okay. All right, hold that thought. So he's doing that, and he just created like a cartoon.
This is his personal website.
Okay.
And on the right side, it says Dumb Don and Mike Spoof or
and
whatever.
That's what I want people to look at. It's funny. It really is.
It's like a South Park looking thing. Yeah, hysterical.
It's hysterical, and we'll check that out after we talk to Jillian Barbier. Now, is she standing by? Lisa, find out if she's on the line. There. Now, the phone's ringing. Let me say, hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, is this Mike?
Is this Jillian?
It is indeed. How are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen from Fox NFL Sports, here she is from Fox NFL Sunday, Jillian Barbieri.
Yeah.
I want to mention that sports is sponsored by Pev's Paintball. Visit their newest location in Sterling. Call 703-709-7387 or online at www.pevs.com. Hi, Jillian.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I mean, I get up every day at 4, and the NFL is no different. We have a call time of 5 a.m., so I have one day to sleep in now. It's Saturdays.
Oh, my God. So you're working all the time. You do now. You're out in L.A., and you do the weather out there, right?
I actually do a morning show. It's co-hosting. We have celebrities on, and it's a lot of bantering back and forth. It's 3 hours from 6 to 9 every day, and then I go off to my second job, which is the X Show on FX.
Well, go ahead. Give your morning show a plug out in L.A. If anybody's out there, they can look you up.
It's called Good Day L.A. It's on Fox. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Fantastic. So now it just seemed to me when I watched the Fox NFL Sunday show, this kind of materialized, that it was like all of a sudden you were there. It came out of nowhere. How did this whole thing happen?
Because
it is a funny dynamic. I mean, it really is. I mean, you're hot. You're a turbo hottie. You know those guys are staring at you. And
I don't know. I don't think Howie and Chris are looking anymore. I don't
Howie does look petrified. Like
he looks frightened, absolutely.
he's afraid to look at you. But how did this whole thing come about where you got this gig?
Well, it actually wasn't by osmosis. It seems like it was. But David Hill called me in January, February of this year. And he's out here, so he catches the morning show all the time.
Now, he's the guru, right? He's the okay.
He'd be the president of Fox Sports.
There you go, right?
And quite a genius. He decided, and it's funny because I'm in a part of my career where the weather's the last thing that I'm doing. I mean, I'm co-hosting shows and I'm doing a lot of acting, and and so I said to him, you know, look, if you're looking for a meteorologist, I know I've done this for 10 years. You came to the wrong place because I'm not interested in doing the weather. And he said, no, we already had one of those. We don't want to do that again.
Did he mention at that point that perhaps weather wasn't really all that important anyway?
Well, you know, I was thinking that, you know, and he actually, the year before, they had a guy from the Weather Network who was a meteorologist who, you know.
And yeah, was dreamy.
Wasn't it that Santori guy, right, that
was
on there, the bald guy that's kind of like the muscle builder guy?
Yeah, I never saw him, but I know that he used to file reports from.
You're a lot better. Better, Jillian. Much better.
He's probably more credible, but
I found you to be more accurate.
Absolutely. I think
thank you.
There is no credibility lost whatsoever.
The sad part is I used to work at the Canadian version of the Weather Network because I'm Canadian, and
wow.
It's up in Montreal, and you know, you freeze your buns off all year long, and I went down to Miami after that and did entertainment and weather and a bunch of stuff, and then ended up in L.A. So David was very familiar with what I was doing on the morning show, and he asked me if I was interested. And I said, absolutely, I'd jump at the chance, because I love that show.
So it was like the first day when you walk in. I mean, you walk into that room filled with testosterone. You got Terry, you got Chris, you got Howie. No, maybe not Chris, but you got Howie and Terry, and you got JB, and, you know, they're all in there, all these guys. What was it like? What was the first day like? My God.
Well, I'm very comfortable with the boys. I mean, I do a show on
there you go.
Called The X Show, and it's a show, it's a lot of TNA, and I do a show called Pictures in the News, but I'm very comfortable in that environment, and so I'm more into guy humor than I am anything else, and I've always been more of a comic.
We'll test that right now. We're going to try something. I want you to listen very carefully. Listen to this. I want to see if this makes you laugh.
Okay.
Atta girl. She passed Fantastic. Cat. That's great. That's my girl.
Fantastic. Way to go, Jimmy.
If you were here, you could have pulled my finger for that one.
There you go. I like there this girl. She's one of the guys. Absolutely.
We, you know, we can't mention his name on our show. It's a long story, but don't mention that again, okay? But anyway, but as you were saying, Jillian.
So when I went on his...
It's going so well.
And then that happened.
No, don't worry about it.
So then when I went on the show for the first time, I loved it. I loved it. And I think it was like, you know, when I did Regis, I feel co-host with Regis one day, and I think sometimes when I blow in, if you look at...
Hold on. Hey, now, hold on. There's so much information I want to get from you.
Yeah.
You co-hosted with Regis.
Uh-huh.
And I just have to ask you. It's my job as a journalist to ask you this question. Did Regis hit on you?
No, but it was about 3 weeks before the big scandal with the team leader broke.
Wow.
Did he seem unusually tense?
No, Regis was great, and the thing is that Regis is familiar with what I was doing out here as well, so he called up and said, we'd love to have you come out and co-host. So I did it for a...
Hi, how are you, Jillian? This is Regis Philbin. I've caught your work on the L.A. show, and let me tell you, you are cute. Come over to my office.
Danger, he said to me. Danger.
You're a danger?
Let
me write that down.
You're a danger. At any time did the phrase, God, you're cute, come out of his lips? He didn't corner you in an elevator or anything?
No. I think Regis, I love his sense of humor, and it was just so much fun to be a part of it that day.
Did he make you wear a fur coat?
I did not.
God, you're cute.
Oh, you're fantastic. You are.
You're funny.
You're bubbly. I like you.
I'm very bubbly, but I'm usually at this point in the day, I hit my wall, so, you know.
Right.
Anyway, so I was going to tell you guys... I was on the set of VIP last week. I did a little acting on the side with Pamela Anderson.
My God, you are busy.
Yeah.
I'm too busy. It's ridiculous.
Boy, a lot of breasts on that show.
Oh, yeah, lots. And
lots of big, beautiful
when
breasts.
I'm on there.
There you go. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's right. And I'm, you brought it up, and so, you know, I was simply waiting. But
they're real.
Thank you. You know, you're a great interview. I don't have to ask these difficult questions.
Girl had knocker.
They are, Rob, where is, I'm sorry, we need a musical fanfare for the fact that they are real. Thank you.
A little bit of, I'm a 34C, but I do sometimes use a little support bra, so it looks really bigger.
This is more exciting than the telethon.
We were having a discussion yesterday, since we're on the subject, Jillian. We were talking yesterday about bra sizes. 34C, I believe Buzz and Rob both agreed that 34C was their favorite. I unfortunately went with the 36C. Do you think I'm wrong there? And I'm looking at you. If you're a 34C, I might have to modify my answer.
Yeah, well, listen, I wore the wrong bra size for many years. I wore a 36C. Then when I went and got married, the woman who measured me, which happens to a lot of brides, when they get measured properly for the bra to wear under their gown that day,
right,
said to me, you're wearing a 36C, you're not a 36. You see, I learned that it's the around your back, they take a tape measure,
yes,
and I was actually 34 inches, not 36, and C would be the cup size. So I was smaller around the back and larger in the breast, you see.
Uh-huh.
So now we've got that all straightened out. So,
God.
Pamela used to be, I think, a 36D and then went down to a 36C. So she's still, you know, the biggest one.
Enjoying this interview more than I ever anticipated.
I'm just wondering why we got into radio and we don't work in bridal shops.
So that's the secret. So would the secret be for all the ladies out there that are tuning in right now.
Lucky ladies.
Well, the secret be that if you have a certain size and you're wearing a bra that maybe is real comfy, it's not really doing what it should do for your look, that you might want to go down a size and kind of squeeze them in there.
You might want to get it. You might want to go to a professional and have it done. But let me tell you, you don't have to be uncomfortable
to
look good. That's the beauty of it. You can get a super sexy looking bra.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the lift, the support, and perhaps you want a little a cleavage. It can do all of those things.
So you're on the show. You do this morning show in L.A. You're on that VIP show, and you're on Fox NFL Sunday.
And I'm on the X Show.
And the X Show. My God. I mean, do you have to any... You don't have any time at all. You were telling us that before.
No, I told my husband I'm married to my career right now. I married a baseball player, so he used to be on the road all the time, and then he retired.
You're married?
Uh-huh.
Damn it.
Oh, come on. She's batting like 800.
Is that where the interview
ends? No, of course not. What now? Your husband's a pro?
Yeah, he played 6 years in the big leagues.
Is it Carl Yastrzemski?
No, actually, it's Charlie Huff.
It's Charlie Huff.
I appreciate that, man. My husband used to play on the Marlins, so I knew Charlie. And you'd see Charlie on a life cycle with a cigarette. You got to appreciate it.
All right. Now, listen, I know Charlie came in and told me you don't know anything about football. You're not going to pick the games. But you don't have to know anything about football to pick the games.
All right, then I'll play.
All right, very good. All right, here's what we're going to do. And, Rob, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to let you make this call. Do you think we should bring Rudy into the equation here?
Are you feeling lucky?
I'm feeling lucky today.
Jillian, have you ever met Rudy?
It was so nice. Rudy Marsky from USA Today.
I've had the pleasure of meeting Rudy.
Oh, we got it.
Then I really do think we should bring him.
Now, hold on. Before we do this, let me just tell you something, Jillian, that when we bring Rudy, who writes the TV column for USA Today, who's been a friend of this show for many years, when we bring him into the equation, get ready for all timing to cease and desist, okay?
All right.
The timing of this segment is going to go to S right now.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get him on the line.
But something that does work in his favor, he also has a C-cup.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As long as he's wearing a cup.
Ladies and gentlemen, fresh off his appearance on Arliss, one of the great...
One of the greatest shows on television.
One of the great acting appearances of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Rudy Marsky.
Well, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Rudy.
Hi, Rudy.
And Jillian. And finally, here's good timing. I'm going to get out. After I found out she's a 34C, I'll be out there next week in L.A.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's great. You've never met Jillian, huh, Rudy?
No, I haven't.
By L.A. standards, 34C, rather small.
Now, you've written about Jillian in the column, haven't you, Rudy?
Yes, I have.
And it's been all complimentary.
She's been one of the great moves that Fox has made, always stays one step and sometimes two steps ahead of the opposition. CBS tried all these new things this year, and Fox quietly added Jillian and scored big time.
That's fantastic.
Well, thank you, Rudy.
All right.
Do you happen to catch... last week, this was David Hill's idea, to dress very conservatively, which is not me at all. Mm-hmm. I'm very much about the wild...
I was a little disappointed with a dress, but I loved it.
Well, I had to borrow it from somebody, because David said to me, look, we want you to dress... Think school marms.
Now, Jillian, I know he gave you the gig, but let me tell you right now, okay, the next time he suggests that conservative dress thing, you throw that crap out the window.
Exactly. Go the other way.
You know, as a football fan, we just don't need any of that. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, I would just kind of play with the guys that way, maybe get their attention, because they wouldn't look at me with my leathers and my animal prints. So.
You know, maybe I have a suggestion for you. Maybe, the next one you could borrow something from Pamela.
That might be nice.
Wear one of her outfits. All right, are you guys ready to pick the games?
Yes.
All right, Rudy, this is the order. I know you're not Jillian, but just fake it, okay?
Okay.
Not a problem.
This is the order, all right? This is, and here's the deal. Now, this might be a little pressure, but you just make it up, okay,
right,
Jillian? Because you're the celebrity guest, and you're the only one that's allowed to comment on the games, all right?
If anyone else comments.
I make the weather up every week, and I can do this.
That's right. Now, if I comment or if Rudy comments, you're going to hear this sound. That's because we're not allowed to do that, okay? All right, it'll be me, then Rudy, and then Jillian, and we're going to pick this game first. First of all, San Francisco at Green Bay. It's a bad year for Green Bay. I go with San Francisco. Rudy?
I'm going to go with the 49ers also.
Jillian?
Great. Now I sound like I'm copying you, too. I have to go with the 49ers. I live in California.
That's wonderful. Care for any analysis on that, Jillian?
I love the 49ers.
That's very good. New York Jets at New England. Hey, I don't know if it's at New England. It's New York Jets, New England. I'm going to go with the Jets.
Well, I will go the opposite this time with the Patriots.
And Jillian?
I'm going to go with the Jets as well.
Any reason why, Jillian?
No reason whatsoever.
No reason whatsoever. You're doing fine.
Yeah.
Indianapolis, Seattle. Oh, boy. I'm going to go with the Peyton Mannings, as Rudy would say. Oh, sorry about that. Rudy.
Okay, I'll go with those Colts.
With the Colts. And Jillian?
Seattle.
Seattle.
Once again, no reason. I love playing this game, though.
That's okay. Just
very
please,
good at it.
Please think about borrowing something from Pamela. You know, I just the idea of you wearing.
Unless Fox were doing a cable show, then we could get away with it.
Maybe a French maid outfit.
Oh
my God!
There he is.
There it is.
I'm in enough
buzzer
trouble as it is with the outfits that I wear. I can't imagine going.
I liked it this week when she said to Chris Collinsworth, "I'll see you after school."
There's that sound.
You know, Rudy was voted most horny columnist in a U.S. Say today, Paul.
I'm very proud of you, Rudy. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right, next game. Dallas at the New York... I don't know if it's at New York Giants. Dallas, New York Giants. I'm going to go with... This is a tough game. New York Giants.
Okay, I will... I'm going to put Jillian on the spot. I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
I'm sorry. Rudy, what is your pick?
Cowboys.
Jillian?
I'm going with the Cowboys as well.
Any particular reason, Jillian?
Peyton Manning? No, can't use that.
No, he's other team. And finally, our local game. Big rivalry here in the Washington, D.C. area, the Baltimore area. The Baltimore Ravens versus the Washington Redskins. I will take the Redskins. Rudy?
Give me those Ravens.
The Ravens.
Ooh.
And Jillian, this is the big game around our local Washington, D.C. area.
It's
We're on all
huge.
Over the country.
It's absolutely huge. And I used to be a huge fan of, what the hell was that guy's name?
Take your time, Jillian.
Huge cheerleaders. Let's go with Washington.
Washington.
Very good.
That's it. We picked the game.
John Riggins. Maybe she liked him.
That's good. Rudy, boy, you're getting all hot and bothered, Rudy.
It was Riggins. It was.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jillian.
Riggins, right?
Yeah, John Riggins.
Whatever.
John Riggins. I used to hang out with him a little bit.
Hey, Rudy, by any chance, are you wearing a French maid's outfit right now?
I'm going to buy one right after this.
Okay, Rudy Martsky and Jillian Barbieri, thank you so much for coming on the show. Jillian, we will look for you on Fox NFL Sunday. And Rudy, when's your next vacation?
Not till November.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How are you going to be able to stand it?
He's the hardest working man in this business. He's probably going to have a little side job on VIP soon. You never know.
That's good suck up, Jillian. Way to go.
Let me tell you guys something. It's not Barbieri. Everyone thinks it's Barbieri because of the whole Paula Barbieri with O.J. Simpson. It's actually Barbieri.
Please forgive us. You know, you were so nice. I was doing that the whole segment, and then I messed up your name. It's Jillian Barbieri.
Yeah,
nice.
It's Barbieri. That's fine. That's
okay. And don't wear those conservative outfits.
I've been called much worse. I won't. If I have it my way this Sunday, if I wear something red, it's just for you guys.
All right, fantastic. Thanks a lot, Jillian.
Thanks for having me on, you guys. Thanks.
We'll watch you on the show. And bye, Rudy, on Sunday.
Guys. Bye, Rudy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, that's sports sponsored by Pez Paintball. Visit their newest location in Sterling. Call 703-709-7387 or online at www.pevs.com. When we come back, I want Buzz to tell us about that website, and we'll take your phone calls at 1-877-365-3636. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If only I could have seen what was happening to me, I might have done something about it. My marriage was falling apart. Priscilla and I were hardly ever together, and even when we were, things weren't the same. One day while I was playing Vegas, Priscilla came to tell me she wanted a divorce. At first, I was angry and hurt. It took a long time for me to accept it. But losing her really got to me. After all the years together, we just couldn't make things work out.
Yeah, man.
If you don't like them, you can go eat one. The Don and Mike Show.
I do want to remind everyone that Mike, Buzz, and Lisa.
Oh, Lisa?
Yes, Lisa will be there.
Oh, good.
We'll be at the WJFK, WashingtonPost.com, Cars.com, Toys for Big Boys event. That's this Saturday at the Capitol Expo Center in Chantilly. The event will be held from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Come see us
in the old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge from 1 p.m. till 2 p.m.
Our appearance is sponsored by Old Virginia Tobacco Company and Playboy by Don Diego. There will be Playboy bunnies in the lounge, too.
Hello.
Oh, yes.
And you're going to be wearing a robe, not your pajamas.
A robe. Just like,
you know, you're not, but no pajamas.
Probably not.
I may bring them. My surprises.
Just in case.
So can I say there's a chance Buzz will be wearing his pajamas?
I'm telling you, there's a chance.
That's good. All right. Now, Buzz, did you get that website up?
Yes, I did.
All right. We had everything happening at once there when Jillian Barbieri called. And did I get her name right that time? Jillian
Barbieri.
Barbieri.
Yeah.
Barbieri.
Barbieri.
Oh, Barbieri. I meant to God.
Like the Barbieri coat.
First of all, it takes me, I call her Janice for a week. And then it's, well, you know, she's hot. She's got great breasts.
Yeah, that's.
What more do you need to know?
I think that's what she really wants you to remember.
All right, now, if anybody wants to go to this website, this is some guy, I guess he's selling a bike or something, but I mean, it is funny what he did. He did a little cartoon, and do you have that up there right now, Buzz?
I do, it's
great.
Can
you describe that cartoon to us?
Well, it does look a lot like South Park, and
it's... I just want to say we're taking your phone calls, too, at 1-877-365-3636. Go ahead, Buzz.
And it starts out like South Park, and we see Mike, actually, a picture of Mike on a man riding a motorcycle along the road.
What this is, it's like a cartoon guy on a motorcycle. Cartoon body on a motorcycle.
Your cutout head from a photograph.
It's the cutout head from a publicity photo.
Now, you're ramming into the front of a red sports car driven by your webmaster.
It's a Cadillac, isn't it? It's a red Cadillac.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think that's what it's supposed to be. It's a red Cadillac.
And, you splatter, and we see your bloody head on the windshield of the red sports car.
So it's funny. What is that website again? Wait, I had it written down
here. www.geocities.com/MDRacer76.
So check that out if you get a chance. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
Hey, I got the surefire way of Dennis Murphy winning that contest next week.
Oh, really?
A way to prevent himself from growing enthusiastic.
Yeah, it's interesting because you don't normally think of guys trying to, you know, prevent themselves from getting erections. You normally think...
I do every day.
So, you know, I think we were all doing it in the last segment. So what's your tip, so to speak, for Dennis?
When I was in the military in the late 60s, early 70s, going through basic training, the military used to put as a powder called saltpeter in your food, and it would keep you from getting an erection.
Is that really true? I thought that was a wives' tale. That actually works?
Well,
we can go to our expert here. Buzz, back when you were in WW2...
They did use saltpeter.
After you were in WW1... They use saltpeter?
Yeah, because after WW1, we had like the highest syphilis rate. I mean, things went, you know, it went crazy after.
Weren't you the saltpeter officer, actually?
Yes, it was my job to
the
hand
SPO.
It out.
I know that the great Red Fox did a routine about saltpeter on one of his great party albums.
Saltpeter, fantastic. Let's go further back in history. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Webby makes a lot of sense.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing what? Great. How are you doing?
Doing just fine.
How you doing?
Wanted to wish Don, get better soon.
Right.
Miss him. And just want to say thank God for syndication. I just moved up to York, Pennsylvania, and I caught you guys at an AM station, let me tell you.
Excellent. Well, that's great. I'm glad you're enjoying the show.
Absolutely. I've been for about 12 or 13 years, and first time ever called in. I just want to say thank you very much.
And Don will be back on Monday's show, okay? Right.
Monday.
Good. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Maria. We got cut off.
We did.
We're just taking calls.
I don't remember talking to you, Maria.
I just called a minute ago.
Perhaps one of our people answering the phone spoke with you, Maria, and perhaps they hung up on you.
Perhaps.
I don't know. So what's going on, Maria?
Not a whole lot. What's going on with you?
Well, do you have a reason for calling? That might have been right why you were disconnected.
Yeah.
If you think of something, don't call back.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
She seemed nice.
She did. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Robbie. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Anyway, Charlie Stossel, is he going to be on, a.k.a. Clint Howard, is he going to be on today?
No. Don't you listen to the show? Charlie Stossel was on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Very clever, boys.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at that.
Don't encourage him.
Just encourages them. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
How you doing? Hey, if something happens to Don over the weekend, do you think Bart's going to come in and take his place?
Buzz?
No, Bart.
Bart? I don't know. You know, I think Don's very, very healthy. I mean, he's doing okay. He's doing a lot better, so I don't think anything's going to happen.
Nothing's going
to
happen.
And I think, frankly, Don would admit this, Bart is just far too smart to be a disc jockey.
I think you're right.
All right?
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
There he is. Old friend.
Hey, how you doing?
Who's this?
How you doing?
This is Mike and Rob and Buzz. What can we do for you?
How you doing?
It's the how you doing guy.
Hello, how are you? You're on the air. Can we help you?
How you doing?
Right,
he seems to communicate with only three words.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Oh, God,
wait,
I
think of it. He's not on two lines, is he? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm tired. I am tired of people. Look at the stock market today.
Wow.
Well, you know, Don was talking about that earlier. Look at that. Is that the final number?
That's today's final numbers, right?
Dow up 158, the NASDAQ up 242.
So what's the number that has to stay above 10,000?
2 million.
Well, that's good.
I don't know. I don't know that number. I just know that those are good numbers.
That's the Dow has to stay above.
What can we do for you, sir?
Hey, Mike, yesterday I tried to call in on your anal monologue, but I was unable to get through.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a really good one for you that I promise would have stopped the whole show right there.
Well, why didn't you call yesterday?
I did try. I couldn't get through.
All right, very briefly. Give it to us very briefly.
Okay, I was stationed at Anderson Air Force Base flying B-52s out of Guam, the island of Guam, and there's a snake there called a brown tree snake. And
Wait a minute, it's a brown what snake?
Brown tree snake.
Brown tree snake.
Brown tree snake.
Buzz is nodding his head like he knows. Buzz, you were over there, and you were also over there in the, back in the,
yes.
The Contiki.
No, in Nam, though. Buzz was with the USO. He was serving with Bob Hope.
So what happened to your butt?
Well, it wasn't my butt, but what happened is these snakes would show up in the oddest places, and they were almost carnivorous the way they would get into places. They would eat just about anything. I was throwing a party. I'd been there about 6 months. I was throwing a party. I had some of my friends over from the squadron. I had some of their wives in there. About halfway through, I hear this blood-curdling scream. This woman comes running out of the bathroom. Her pants are halfway down her legs.
Right.
She falls over, and she is just petrified. I run into the bathroom, and what do I see but halfway out of the toilet is one of these snakes and has actually bitten her on the ass.
Okay, all right. You know what? That wouldn't have beaten the tapeworm.
No.
No, I think you're right.
That
no.
guy, was that Dennis Bailey that the one with the tapeworm yesterday?
I believe so, but I would like to say this to this gentleman. Thank you.
I already hung up on him, Rob.
Thank you for the service to our country.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. How you doing?
How you doing?
How are you doing?
We're doing fine. I like that. That's the nice mellow way of doing it. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Yeah, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, I'm a big fan, Mike. I'm glad to see you running the show. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Rob, I was told to direct this towards you.
Okay.
You guys have a tape of Elvis, Pretty Wasted, where he's pulling someone's tongue out by the root.
Yeah, we do. Is there actually any tape of Elvis where he wasn't a little wasted? Where Elvis was under the influence of some major narcotic? I think there are very few appearances by the king.
Well, Mike's the boss today. Mike, would you like to hear that tape?
Yeah, sure. All right, that's no problem. No problem at all. And hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, yes. One moment. I think that might be a good
and
way.
And, sir, you on the phone. What's your name, sir?
Hey, my name.
Welcome to my world.
What's your name again, sir?
Jim.
Jim, welcome to our world. Why don't you come on in?
Hey, I'm in there, brother.
Come on in.
Why don't you come on in? Okay, now what are you going to do about this tape? Why do you want to hear this tape?
No, it's just great, man. I think it's pretty funny.
So it's just a request?
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard it in a while, and I know you guys have your tapes back, so.
All right, let's go
ahead. All right, well, presto requesto, here's the king.
This is Elvis, when probably he was at his most wasted, and I'm going to hang up and let you listen to that, okay,
thank
sir?
You, brother.
All right, brother.
I believe this is on stage in Tahoe in 75.
Thank you, brother. I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. I don't read them because they're all junk. And, I don't mean to put anybody's job down.
Jack?
I'm talking about they have a job to do, and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up.
Tonight.
You know, so in my case, I make it up. But I hear rumors flying around. I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, in this day and time, you can't even get sick.
Sick.
You are strung out.
Strung out.
Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music.
Music. Tonight.
Is it the Hilton, man?
No, I think this is Tahoe.
When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sick here that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform.
What?
Perform?
Three different sources I heard.
Strung out.
I was strung out on heroin.
Telling me.
I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room.
Freaks.
People working around, talking, maids. And I was sick. I was getting, I had a doctor, had the flu, and I met over one day. It was like, but all across this town. So I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else.
Yeah, man.
If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
There you go.
I like this part. Right here. Listen to this. Thanks to his audience. This
is my that favorite. Is dangerous.
There you go.
That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody in a relationship with you, my relationship with up on the state. It is dangerous. Huh? I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots.
Wait for the finish.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
That's Elvis there.
There he is.
And we usually don't do requests on this show, but it's always nice to get a call from Elvis.
You know, I think
an Elvis
times,
lover.
I think there were times when Elvis peed blood, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Somebody. You're going to have to pay for that comment. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Maria calling back again.
Maria, is that the lady that had nothing to say a moment ago?
Well, I didn't realize I was on the air.
Duh.
Of course not. That's why you call a request line.
Now, Rob.
I'm sorry.
I'd be able to get through. Rob, I thought you said she sounded nice a while ago.
What's that?
What's the sudden change?
Oh, obviously the sarcasm wasn't lost on you.
Maria, now Maria, you've called now. I think this might be the third time. What can we possibly do?
What I want to talk to you about is, when does a woman reach her sexual peak? At what age?
I think Buzz would say probably what?
No, around 40.
Around 40?
That's the
around
real answer.
40. Okay,
Buzz
I'm 34.
Just got tired of the age jokes. I could do. Not AIDS jokes. Age.
A-G-E.
No, I don't know. 40 years old. I always heard it was 36, to be honest with you.
Okay, because I'm 34, and it's been going on for about 2 years now.
That you're incredibly horny?
All the time.
All right, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Linda Ronstadt when she wasn't fat.
Oh, back when she wasn't fat?
Yeah, in her younger days.
Not bad. You know, what's interesting is Don quite often describes Frida like that. Back in the hottie Linda Ronstadt days, that's what
right.
his life looks like.
Before she became the happy pie wagon of rock and roll.
So you're kind of a younger-looking Linda Ronstadt?
Exactly.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
And you're horny all the time?
All the time.
Does your man please you?
Yes, he does.
Really?
And it's unquenchable. And I've heard, I've read before that the more you have, mm-hmm. the more you will have.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that true?
And he's, so far, he's able to keep up with you?
Yes.
How many times a week?
It just depends because he works long hours.
All right, now,
five, six
times a week?
Sometimes
wow.
It's more on the weekends, you know what I'm saying?
And then
sometimes it's two or three on the weekends.
And then what does this woman sound familiar? This woman almost sounds like a younger version of Gladys.
You think?
Just a little bit.
You know, she might be on her way.
She has Gladys potential.
She might be on her way to Kravitzdom.
Now, when your husband's not there, and I mean, who wouldn't be satisfied with five or six times a week?
Right.
Do you satisfy yourself?
Definitely.
Really?
Yes.
Do you use tools?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
How often do you figure you do that a week?
Probably about 4 to 5 times.
Wow. Are you telling the truth, really, that your husband, even with his job, that where he's exhausted, pleasures you and satisfies you, and you two fulfill your marital obligations 5 to 6 times a week?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, really.
All right. Well, then how could... I mean, you don't need any help from us, then.
Well, no, my curiosity was, is this going to end anytime soon? When do you actually reach your peak?
You know, I think for some women, my God, it could end when you're 70, 75 years old.
That's true.
It's only going to get more intense. All right,
right.
Be careful because you're heading into Gladysdom, okay, Maria?
Okay.
All right, and will this be the final call from you today, Maria?
Yes, it will.
Very good. Okay, enjoy your weekend because obviously you'll be having sex all weekend long.
That's right.
All right, goodbye, Maria. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike.
Hi there. Hey.
How you doing?
What's your name?
I'm Walter.
Walter.
Walter
yes,
Findlay.
I want to congratulate
Walter
Mike.
Winchell.
Walter Brennan.
Walter
Cronkite.
K. Smith.
Walter Cronkite. I'll steal his.
Oh, God.
Walter Matthau.
Wait, now wait a minute. You're not playing the Walter game. You're a Walter, and of course you'd know the Walters. It's robbing me right now. Now, wait, what's the score so far? You have one more than me.
No, I think we're even.
All right. Walter... Wait, Walter, shut up for a second. I'm doing this with Rob. We'll get to you in a second. Walter. Barbara Walters.
Are we going last name Walters?
No, you're king of the Walters.
Because I was going to say Walter Disney.
Walter screwed me. Walter Disney. All right, Walter. Now, you messed me up, Walter. I might have beaten him there. I might have beaten Walter, brains.
Walter Brennan?
You know, we had that already. Now, why are you
okay,
calling?
Strike two, Walter.
I want to congratulate you, Mike.
What?
I want to congratulate you.
Why?
You remembered the phone number today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Walter Dick.
Walter.
Isn't that a Walter?
Actually, that's his Walter the Dick.
Oh, my fault. I forgot the middle name.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I want to call and wish Buzz a happy late birthday.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
It's very nice. Would you like to sing? You know, the other day we got so many calls for Buzz's birthday. It was obnoxious. But would you like to sing the first verse of Happy Birthday like Marilyn Monroe to Buzz?
Oh my goodness! Well, he does have a really super sexy voice.
Oh yeah, he's a sexy man, and for 85, my God, it's amazing how women throw themselves.
Oh, stop!
And what? What did I say? What? Hey, what?
Hey, hey!
And would you like to wish Don to get well?
Yeah, get well, Dom. But, Mike, you do a great job.
Thank
From
you.
From the heart.
All right, she wasn't going to sing. I could tell. Hello, this is Gloria. Hello, Gloria.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. I have the same problem as Maria.
This is another horny woman?
Well, it's not really a problem, I guess, except, I guess it is a problem.
Are you married, too?
Actually, that's the problem. I was married and got in trouble. So.
You fooled around on your husband?
Yeah.
Because of your incredibly overblown sex drive?
I really don't know.
Well, tell us. We're here to help. We're really here to help, Maria.
You know, I will sing happy birthday to Buzz like
now. I don't want that now. We're talking about sex. That opportunity has passed. But, Gloria, tell us about your situation.
I was, very happy, to go along day to day, thinking that, sex was just...
Sex is natural, sex is good.
Well, sex was natural
when it's one-on-one
position, and that's it. And then,
well, what makes you think you're so hot to trot? How many times do you need it all the time?
I don't know if I need it. I want it all. I'm also looking like at porn sites and stuff.
You do? Really?
Yeah, it's like never happened maybe.
How many times do you have sex a week?
Well, unfortunately, not very often at all.
She was a whore.
Now, Rob.
With myself?
Rob's pressing the buttons.
Well, the porn site thing, I don't think that's appropriate. Meanwhile, she's leaving her husband at home.
See, I'm looking on the screen here. It says Gloria has the same problem. and I emphasize problem as Maria, and you're age 37 and you have the problem. Now, you're talking about maybe that you had an affair on your husband because you were,
well,
you had
we
a
were
sex
drive. We were separated.
Are you separated now?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're single, basically.
Basically.
Is there a special someone in your life?
Yeah, but he lives like 4 hours away.
Do you have constant sex with him when you see him?
When I see him, it's like nonstop.
Is his name Wendell?
Oh. Wendell Hall. And have you ever, you know, seriously, have you ever seen Wendell Hall happier?
He came basically skipping down the hall this morning. He said, "Hi, Rob, I guess we have to kick some Yemen ass."
There are no more tantrums, Mr. NRA. There are no more tantrums. There are no more squealings out of the parking lot.
He is a happy camper.
He does a great job. He's a happy guy. But are you happy, Gloria? That's the question right now.
Am I happy?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Why not? Tell us your troubles.
Because I'm like 37. You know, you hit your peak, I think, around 34, 35. At least that's when I did. Maybe it's not.
And I don't like those numbers. I don't like those numbers as far as
restrictive
peaks and, you know, when. I mean, who's
valley.
To say that, they, you know, there's like a little light going off?
Everybody's different.
I think certain women,
Let me ask you something.
What?
This is my problem, is... You know, I'm 37. I probably am in the best shape of my life.
And you're hornier than a sea urchin with a Viking helmet on.
Have we even asked Gloria who she looks like?
Yes, that's a wonderful idea, Rob. Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Gloria?
No, that's funny because I got my hair cut and there was a picture of
all of your hair. Did you get all of your hair cut?
Yes.
Wow.
Just before we get to the celebrity you most resemble, because it might not be fun after that, so I'll ask you this question. Now, down there, how are you groomed down there? How is your garden?
Let me think how you describe that.
Okay, go ahead. Take your time.
It's not a newborn.
Is it like a shag? Is it a Berber? Is it a hardwood floor?
Stop it, Rob.
No, it's not a hardwood.
This is when we try to get really good and horny here. Rob will always throw his oversized brain ice water all over.
Triangle, landing strip.
Is it a Berber? He gets into retail. All right, we got this horny lady on the phone.
I'm thinking
Spiewak's doing retail crap.
I can make you such a deal.
Oh, my God. All right, so we were talking about your place. How is
it? Yeah, kind of like
Berber.
Stop it. No.
I'm sorry. How are you groomed down there? Please tell me. God.
Well, it's like partial. You go down to like almost where it is and it looks normal, but if you look like if you bend over.
Buzz is tracking with you here. Rob and I are looking a little confused, but Buzz is tracking with you right now. Buzz seems to understand what you're saying here.
Yeah. Buzz is putting on pajamas right now.
Buzz, help me out. I'm confused. When you bend over...
If you bend over, see me from the front, I look normal.
Okay.
But should you be close and bend over...
Like if
get up really close.
There's a line of demarcation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So like right down where it's important, is there nothing there?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. So you're groomed a la maybe a porn star.
I guess.
So there's like a little mustache up there? Is that what it is?
Oh, it's bigger than a Hitler.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So is it like a Van Dyke?
Van Dyke, Rob, would be...
With a mustache. I'm sorry. Mustache. So a goatee.
It would be a goatee.
That's what it would be. Forgive me for misspeaking.
So the clearing in the forest is lower.
Yes.
Got it. Well, you know, I've listened to all this, Gloria. We have not gotten the celebrity you most resemble after this wonderful conversation. Come on, Gloria.
Well, I started, and you got all excited about something else.
Yes,
I know.
We did. We do that a lot.
We have a lot of ground to cover.
Sorry about that. All right, go ahead, tell us, please, and I hope it's good.
I think that my facial structure and my bone structure looks like Renee Russell.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
And then I have a magazine with her on the cover in my office, and someone came in and they said, "How did you get on this?" And then I just said,
"Really?
Wow!
So you're well put together too, huh?"
Well, actually, I'm very petite.
Very petite.
Tall.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I'm
how tall are you?
5'2".
That's fine.
That's nice.
It's fine. You look good. Do you wear heels a lot?
It depends.
With a bathing suit?
Berber carpeting. Well, Gloria, this has been, you know, I could stay here all day and talk to you, but I mean, is there anything we can really do for you? Have we answered any of your questions?
I don't know. I thought, what the hell? What call?
I mean, but did we answer any questions? Did we help you in any way?
I don't know that I had a question. I guess I'm in the mood and had to call.
Oh, good. We'll call anytime.
Really do.
We enjoyed it.
Okay.
Goodbye, Gloria.
Bye.
Gloria.
Gloria.
We want the kid and the money.
Is that movie?
I don't know. What is there's a movie like Gloria. And then they remade it with Sharon Stone.
Oh, that's
it was with
right.
That, it was that boozy old right. actress that was in it the first time around. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
How you doing?
My girlfriend,
what?
My girlfriend, Kathy, swears if she doesn't get a dose of my cream every day.
A dose of your... Did you hold it? Hold it. Okay. Shut up. Hold it. Did you say cream?
Yes, my cream.
Oh, God. All right. That's lovely, sir.
She doesn't get a dose of it every day, she could get breast cancer.
Really? That's her theory?
She swears to it.
Jeez. Wow.
Who's got the brains in that relationship?
Oh, God. All right, enough of him. Hello, Don and Mike. So we got to take a break in a second. Hi, who's this? You're the last call.
Need some of Dave's cream, please.
Dave's cream. Never wise up a chump.
Yummy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike?
Yes, right here.
Yeah, this is Tom from D.C. I want to talk about the cruel hoax Don's playing.
Cruel hoax? What are you talking about?
Again with this?
It's obvious that he has a kidney problem. Alonzo Mourning has a kidney problem.
What's your theory?
They've never been seen in the same place. Don is really Alonzo Mourning.
That's right.
Okay. That's out of the bag.
That explains so much with the NBA.
Right.
The negotiations with the current state of the NBA, the Miami Heat. The reason Miami Heat can never go to the NBA Finals because Don always has other appearances to make.
Okay. All right. Enough of that.
You know what would really help Alonzo Mourning?
What's that?
A little bit of Dave's cream.
Dave's he needs my cream.
Otherwise, he's going to have trouble.
I'll put my cream in a time machine.
I haven't seen Jugglestick.
We got to take a break. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy. And also coming up next, we'll take more of your phone calls at 877-365-3636. And Rob, I'm going to want to call this lovely lady.
Dr. Denmark?
Baby doctor is 102 years old and not ready to retire yet. Yes, it's senior citizens in the news.
News.
We'll try to reach this woman when we come back on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
You. How much for your wife?
Sit down, Danny, and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Danny.
Sit down, Danny.
Want to remind everyone that later on, during the show, we're going to give you a chance to win a trip for two to New York City. Your trip will include round-trip airfare, two nights hotel accommodations, dinner for two at a New York City restaurant, and a carriage ride. Don't miss the long-awaited season finale of Sex and the City this Sunday at 9 p.m. only on HBO, the sexiest place on TV. Wacky story file coming up in just a second.
All right.
Got, the old lady that was the baby doctor, she was good, Buzz, but I looked a little deeper into the story file, and we got a couple that are a little better than that.
Really?
But, let's take a couple of calls right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Michael.
Please call me Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Michael.
Right. I've got a favor to ask Mr. Rob A.
Why?
I found out 2 days ago my ex, now girlfriend, cheated on me.
Wow.
I wish I could get a dirty, white trash, stinky bush whore out of Rob.
Okay, I just
need... Rob's call. I can't make that decision for him.
Did you treat her well? Anything to deserve this, sir?
No, she just... You know.
She really did you wrong?
Yeah.
All right, and just her first name, please.
Okay, Rebecca.
No, not the last name. Now stop that. Rob, go to the back of the studio and give her a reel. Go ahead. This is for Rebecca and for you, sir, okay?
Thank you.
Listen up.
Hey! Rebecca! You know what? I got a little message for ye. You're a whore! Filthy whore! Hate you! Cheating, filthy, lying, dumb whore!
How was that, Dan?
Perfect.
All right.
Hope you two can work things out.
Hey, see you later.
Hold on a second.
What?
Rebecca, how you doing?
Just about enough of that.
Rob, I don't think I've ever seen you give it quite that much.
I didn't like that lady.
Rob, do I want to talk to Mike the Blind Comic?
It's Friday, Mike.
All right. Yeah, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
That's
very apologetic.
Mike. How are you? Yes.
No jokes.
What?
Ever again.
Okay, good.
But
didn't we ban you?
Huh?
We didn't ban you, did we?
No, I banned myself.
You banned yourself. Why are you calling today, Mike, just out of curiosity?
Because Don's not there.
Yes.
I just wanted to call to say hi, and, well, actually...
Hold on, you can't take yourself off probation.
Is he on probation? That's why your brains, he's on...
I mean, you're not banned, but you're on probation, and you can't... That's like saying, that's like Mark David Chapman saying, I think now I'd like to get out of jail.
All right,
I've served my time.
Mike, you are on, but you better have a good reason for calling.
Well, I do, Mike. Actually, when I told you guys I got a golf cart, true story, I'm actually putting a radio in it so I can listen to you guys. I'm not driving it, but it came with a bunch of vintage golf clubs.
Okay.
I have a couple Ben Hogan and or Armour
nice.
Wedges.
I hate it when he's nice.
I know.
Hey, you're easy to be nice to.
Mike, send the golf clubs, okay? Thank you very much.
And he's on probation.
I don't know what the hell that was all about. Are you ready for the wacky story file?
Yeah. I am indeed.
All right, let's open it up right now. And as I said before, the old lady that is the baby doctor was just the tip of the iceberg. We're not even going to go there.
Okay.
This is a man who claims to be the oldest active male porn star.
All right.
Says he's the oldest in the business, and he's still heating up the sheets at age 60.
Wow. Good
I
man.
Like these aging stories.
This gives me encouragement.
Retired Army Colonel Dave Cummings has made more
Dave who?
Dave Cummings.
Really?
It says he's made more than 200 adult movies in the past 5 years, most of them in a collection known as, hey, the Sugar Daddy series, how you doing? The sexy senior who hails from San Diego says making love to 18-year-old women for a living is the best job around. And he claims he gets along fine without any Viagra. It seems to be the theme of today's show, how people are doing. However, Cummings, who looks a lot like Wendy's fast food chain founder Dave Thomas. Oh,
there you
hey,
go.
How are you?
Admits drinking alcohol affects his libido, so he avoids it for 18 to 24 hours before filming a scene.
I'm calling Dave now.
Cummings' latest project is SexSurvivor2000.com.
Dave,
how you doing? This is the Don and Mike Show. You mind going on the air with us?
Don't mind a bit.
Hi, Dave.
Excellent.
Where are you guys from?
We are from all over the country on the Westwood One Radio Network. Dave, let's give him a round of applause. This is Dave.
Dave
Cummings, the porno star. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good for an old guy. Don't forget, I'm 60 years old, man. I need a new pacemaker battery here pretty soon.
Oh, we read the whole thing about you, and it says your latest project is SexSurvivor2000.com, a week long sexual survival contest that will take place next month live on the internet. There you go. Now, have you really been in real porno movies, Dave?
Oh yeah. You know what? You need to check out my website, Dave Cummings.
All right, hold on. We'll get to your website in a second. I want to talk about your porn career.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. If you check out the website, you're going to see I've been in about 250 movies.
You really have.
And you were in 5 years.
You were in the Army. You were an Army Colonel.
Lieutenant Colonel, actually.
And have you always been into porn?
You know, not really. I was married for 22 years. My ex and I had our one or two little porn things that when the kids went to bed, we'd break out once in a while. But
right.
No, not particularly. I mean, I got out of the Army after 25 and a half years, and I got into the investment world, did options and futures and
right.
mortgage loans and stuff like that. And then I got into the swinging world after my ex decided to run off and leave.
So how long have you actually been in pornography?
5 years.
5 years?
Yep.
And you're actually making a living doing it. How much do you make? I mean, if you look like Dave Thomas, I would imagine there's not much of a demand for a guy that... Are you a fat guy?
Yeah. I'm 5'9 and a half, and I weigh 175 pounds.
That's a big guy. And you're big. I mean, you're not super big, but...
I'm probably 5 pounds overweight, and part of the reason I'm popular is that people identify with me. I'm not the good-looking, young, muscular guy that they see with Julie Ashton or Serenity or one of those big-name girls. And they say, wow, that lucky guy. They see with Julie Ashton and Serenity and say, hey, if he can be with her, then certainly I can be.
Dave,
and if fantasy goes.
Are you bald?
I'm almost.
And do you have white hair like Dave Thomas?
Sort of.
Hey, how about a biggie? How about a biggie fries and then we'll make porn? That'll be big time fries.
You've been with some of the biggies, though, huh?
Yes, I have.
Hey, Mr.
I've been
Cummings.
Very fortunate. In fact, Julie Ashton was down here the other day and we were filming down here for her program on the Playboy channel.
And Mr. Cummings, you've been in porn for 5 years?
That's correct.
And you've done how many movies?
Oh, that's about 200, I don't know, 250, 255.
I don't think that's unusual. I don't think that is.
That's 50 a year.
Yeah. I think
one a week?
Well, that's not unusual in this business. I mean, some of these guys are doing two movies a day.
They churn them out, Rob.
I guess they do.
Buzz, you know about the porn industry, right? That's not unusual, is it, to do that many movies?
No, they crank them out. It's like a factory, yeah.
Who's your favorite actress to work with?
Well, it's a tie. I've been asked this so many times between Shayna McCullough, porn legend, superstar.
Yeah,
all
she's
that.
Excellent.
Oh, she's
Julie,
terrific. I don't know her work, but she's great.
Julie Ashton.
You like her.
Oh, yeah. And I've been able to have sex with her a number of times.
And, of course, we have to ask you the question there, Mr. Cummings.
What's this Mr. stuff? I'm Dave.
Dave, thanks, Dave. How big are you, Dave?
Oh,
I'm probably average.
Average?
Average size. And you know, it doesn't. Size, looks don't matter.
Well, now wait a minute, Dave. Dave, you know, I'm really not an aficionado, but I've seen probably 13,000-14,000 porn movies. And
have you really?
Don and I both have an affinity for this channel on DirecTV 596. Are you familiar with Vivid TV?
Oh yes, I've been. In fact, check out a Vivid movie called Highways. It just came out. I do a sex scene with Lauren Montgomery in that one.
Well, Dave, I'll be honest with you. If you look like Dave Thomas from Wendy's, that's not gonna. You know, I would think that's probably not gonna do it for a lot of women. What makes you pull it off, so to speak, as a porn star?
I think it's being the character that I'm supposed to be portraying, like in this Vivid movie. I'm supposed to be a governor, and it's okay for me to be 60 years old and all that.
Oh, all right.
It's not appealing just to women. The idea is that there are a lot of men out there who would look at me and say, hey, this guy, I could be this guy. That means my fantasies are going to run wild because I could be with that girl that this ugly guy is being with.
So do they really give you like a full long sex scene, or is it just kind of a quickie that you'd see in these movies?
No, I get the full treatment.
How long do you figure you're going to do this for?
You know, I don't have a time limit. As long as it keeps being fun, I'm going to keep doing it.
You wear a condom, don't you, Mr. Cummings?
No.
Oh, now wait a minute. I thought they do that now.
Well, in some cases, now the Vivid movies, we wear condoms.
Right.
And some of the other companies, I would say 80% of the time we do not. Instead, what we do is get the HIV test every 28 days and all the other stuff and keep our fingers crossed.
Hey, Dave. Yeah, but wait a minute. I want to ask you about that. I mean, it would seem to me, you're doing it with other people. You don't know where they've been. That would be awful nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't you worried about getting the hivy?
Oh, I'm worried a little bit, but not more so than you or
you're a lot more worried than I am, that's for sure.
Well, but I mean, I'm not more at risk than the guy down the street who goes to a bar tonight or picks up a girl at a dance or at a or at a church.
But I would just tell him, you know, and all those guys probably be a good idea to wear the condom, you know?
Oh, I agree. If you're in a relationship, that's one thing.
I guess you're 60, though. You know, you're actually going to die a little sooner anyway.
Hey Dave, do you make any movies with older actresses?
You know, I did when I first got into it because you had to make your mark and let them know that you were functional.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've done some with the older ones. I seldom do them anymore because I want to show the contrast, so they show the 60-year-old with the 18 or the 19-year-old.
So this thing, SexSurvivor2000.com, it's going to be a week of sex?
That's right.
By any chance, is it in Cancun?
No, it's actually going to be in a mansion in the Hollywood Hills.
Well, I was hoping you're going to meet a friend of ours, another porn star.
Yeah, Dennis Murphy. Are you familiar with his work?
No, I'm not.
Dennis Murphy is he's a newcomer on the porn scene.
So to speak.
Let me tell you something about Dennis Murphy. He is, Rob is playing this is the CD that's all porn music.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice.
Dennis Murphy's a newcomer on the porn scene. He is, first of all, he's huge.
Oh, he is.
And he's supposed to be really the next great thing in porn. I'm surprised you haven't heard his name.
Well, I got to tell you, if I haven't heard his name, he's not real.
No, he is real. You would know him if you saw him. He looks a lot like a young Michael Douglas.
That might not be his porn name. That might not.
Hey guys,
no. Hold on. Wait a minute. I got it. Wait, Dave. No, I've got it right here. His real name it's not Dennis Murphy. Have you heard of Stump Rambo?
No.
You haven't.
Somebody's pulling your leg, guys.
No, I mean, we thought he was, he's actually going down to Cancun to shoot several films.
Yeah, he's
going down there Mexican trip.
Yeah, and he's using his other name down there.
Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, that's
Long John Mobius.
People pay money to go on a vacation just to be around the porn stars that are shooting. In some cases, they can be extras, and in some cases, they can participate. No, he's not an established porn star.
So when do you think you're going to retire, Dave?
Oh, I don't know, 70, 75, whenever I feel like.
Are you a married guy?
No, but I was for 22 years.
And so now you're just a freewheeling sexual animal.
I'm not all that wild. I'm pretty conservative. I went to a Catholic college. And
what are you sure you did? What do you do when you're not having sex, with hundreds of women? What do you do for fun?
I'm in a running club called the Hash House Harriers. Like, tonight we'll be out running 5, 6, 8 miles.
Wow. So you keep yourself... Well, then you must be, getting a little less Dave Thomas like then.
I don't think I'm that overweight. I'm 5 pounds overweight, but I'm not a lot overweight.
Okay. And is there anything you'd like to plug? You said you had a website?
Yeah, go take a look at www.davecummings.com.
Dave Cummings. Is that your real name, Dave Cummings?
Pardon me?
Is that your real name?
No.
Of course.
Oh, no.
Everybody uses a stage name. That's to keep the church groups from piling up outside the condo doors here.
What guy in the porn industry is the biggest jerk? Guy you've had a horrible experience with. Guy that you really just hate to work with.
You know, I don't have any experience that I could say that.
Could I make a guess?
You made 250 films. You must have run into one a-hole during your 250 films.
Probably more than one. Probably a few more, Rob.
No, I really haven't.
How about Ron Jeremy?
Hey, Ronnie's a great guy.
Ronnie Jeremy.
But he's a great guy.
No kidding.
You know, I was saying to Rob just the other day that Ronnie Jeremy is some kind of person.
Little Ronnie Jeremy. And one other question. You say you've done some work with Vivid, Bill,
yes.
Or Dave. I'm sorry. Do they have a good retirement plan?
They do not.
They don't.
No, unless you're a Vivid girl that's got a contract.
And I am.
Okay.
How much do you make? Seriously, how much do you make a year doing this?
I'm in the six figures area.
Really? Congratulations. So you're in demand.
Sort of, yeah. I'm the only old guy. The next oldest guy is 53.
You know, I always wanted to ask somebody that was in porno movies this question. You know, the movies I think that Don and I prefer where they kind of get to it right away.
Yeah.
Do you prefer the movies that have like a plot, which I find absolutely ridiculous?
No, I do not. In fact, I produce and direct a series called The Sugar Daddy and another series called Sex Fun.
Uh-huh.
And we have 7 or 8 scenes in them. It's a 90-minute movie. I insist on no more than a 45-second setup.
Right.
And right into the hardcore sex. In fact, tomorrow, Candy Apples and a new girl are going to be down here. We're going to be...
Candy? Did you say Candy Apples?
Yeah.
Big breasts on Candy?
Yeah, she's the one that did the 742 instances of sex and owns the gangbang record.
Oh, wear a condom with her, okay, Dave?
Yeah, you know, you might even want to wear a wetsuit.
I've had sex with her in 7 or 8 different movies. She's a good friend.
Good friend, but wear a condom. All right, Dave, thanks a lot, and good luck with your sex survivor.
Hey, guys,
survivor.
Take it easy. Have a nice weekend.
All right, and you behave yourself and wear that condom, okay, Dave?
Yeah, and don't forget to look at sexsurvivor2000.com.
Oh, we'll be 2 inches away from the monitor.
Yeah, have fun.
Bye, Dave.
Bye.
Dave Cummings.
It's nice when he says have fun.
Hey, I tell you, if you can't be a porn star at 60, only in America, huh?
I brought up his website.
Oh, really?
And?
He has a chest full of furry white hair and
what's he look like?
A dimpled abdomen.
What do you mean dimpled? Like a
bald
star?
Head. Is it like
no,
a star?
No, you know, just sort of cottage cheesy.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's Dave Cummings.
Still
working.
What's his face? Does he really look like Dave Thomas in the face?
In the face a little bit, but he is thinner than Dave Thomas.
Does he have glasses?
No, he doesn't.
Hey, how you doing, huh? All right. Right now I got my special ranch chicken sandwich, and I'm going to F everybody.
You should take Ron Jeremy running.
Yeah, Ronnie.
Ronnie, little Ronnie Jeremy.
All righty. Well, listen, it's low-budget Jeopardy time.
Yay.
If you'd like to play, get on the line right now, 877-365-3636.
Hey, it's Dave Thomas. Looking forward to a real sex romp, Sex 2000. It's going to be great. We'll be right this after back with the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Forget about it.
What is that?
Forget about it. It's like, if you agree with someone, you know, like Raquel Welch is one great piece of ass, forget about it. But then, if you disagree, like a Lincoln is better than a Cadillac, forget about it. You know? But then, it's also like if something is the greatest thing in the world, like Mingo's peppers, forget about it, you know? But it's also like saying go to hell, too. Like, you know, like, hey, Bully, you got a 1-inch... And Bully says, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Bully, forget about it.
Sometimes it just means forget about it.
All right. Thank you very much. I got it.
Let me tell you something. I don't get this bow for Lefty.
What?
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
You love to make them hit you, Don and Mike.
Hello.
We are back, and I do want to mention that Don is getting better by the minute,
yes,
and he
is.
Will be back on the show on Monday.
Yay.
We wish him a very speedy recovery. No more peeing blood, and I know we're all happy about that.
That's good.
Delighted. Also, later on in the show, we're going to give you a chance to win a trip for two to New York City. Your trip will include round-trip airfare, 2 nights hotel accommodations, dinner for two at a New York City restaurant, and a carriage ride. That's the most important thing, isn't it, Rob?
Tell me about it. That's the best thing you can do in New York.
Don't miss the long-awaited season finale of Sex in the City this Sunday at 9 p.m. only on HBO, the sexiest place on TV. We will be asking one important question about today's show.
Good. If you listened carefully, though, it shouldn't be hard.
That's right. It's not going to be a group of things. It's going to be one significant question. It's a question that I think Rob and I truly found important on today's show.
I'll remember this much more than I'll ever remember David Hayline's Saran Wrap video.
Or even David Cummings, the porn star. Now, I've given you a hint on that one. But now it is time for a Friday Favorite.
It's in
think it is time to open the door to see which one of Mike's psychotic personalities is here to co-host, and I do believe by the smell I know who it might be.
Hey,
Luigi.
Pinolino Marinara,
good to see you, my friend.
Gante Testacali. Hey, how you doing, Luigi?
Good to see you.
Oh, no, Danny.
No, he's not well.
Oh, buena suerte, Danny. Mi cousino, you know.
Cousino. Oh, it's your cousin.
Oh,
right.
Long time. A good cousino. You know, we like women together. We look at women. You know, the lady. He's such a good guy.
Sure.
Donalino's such a good guy, but the bad kidney, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, inflammatory Pinolino.
Yeah.
Bernaggio and la pivole.
Oh.
Blode and uranate. Cranberry juice. Ooh, he no sexually activiro, huh?
Well, he's trying.
Oh, really? Hey,
he might try today.
Bonolino?
Well, you know, he said he thought he might give it a try.
Very hard on, eh? Oh, good. They say, good luck, Danny. Danny, get your Pinolino better, okay?
Yes.
No J.O., eh?
No.
No J.O. That's a cosa frizionate. Frizionate, you know, Pinolino. Your stroccaggio is violento and a cosa blood. No.
You don't think that's a good idea?
No, masturbatore. No.
No, not at all.
Prohibitare.
Even if he feels up to it?
No, up to it. Hey, direzione. Bene. Bravo, Lino. Buena suerte, Danny. Happy birthday, Bozito.
Oh, thank you.
85
this week. Yes.
This week. When is it a day, Buzz?
It was actually last Saturday.
Last Saturday. 85. You feel good?
I feel great.
Good old man. You look good. But Bozito.
Yes.
So many complications medicali.
I've had some problems, yes.
Shopping list. Impotente.
No, I don't know.
No prostato.
No.
Denture wear.
No.
Yeah. Hearing loss. No hero pubic.
I don't know where you got
the worst of all, Alzheimer's buzz.
Yeah, it's very sad.
The mind goes.
Yeah.
The brain shrinkage.
Right.
No result in a memory loss. Buzzy no remember nothing, eh?
No. As a matter of fact, he kept asking what your name was, who you are.
Oh,
like
good
that.
Luck, old man.
Thank you, Luigi.
Soon to say arrivederci to life.
Soon.
Charlie Breuer.
Oh, he's in fine health.
I saw Charlie Breuer. Good health. Monkey man. Oh, yeah.
You don't like
No comunicate, Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Broil, grande asciole. Super deluxe asciole, farto cranico.
Yes.
Eat like animale.
Really?
Luigi, con Luigi si danno e mangia. E slow, enjoy.
Enjoy it, right?
The food, the pasta, right. Lasagna.
I love wine.
Oh, great, il vino, Chianti.
Right.
Sit down slow. Charlie Broil, wild animale. Shove the food in the mouth, crumbs flying around. Charlie Broilo, he drive Luigi crazy, Broilo. E no talente, no personality, rudo, antisociale. But like Chicolina, see?
Oh, he does. Oh, and you know what's odd is the women like him.
Oh, yeah, Chicosino. Yeah, Charlie Broilo like a Chicosino. And women go wild. That drive Luigi crazy.
You don't like that.
I hate Charlie Broilo with the ladies all the time.
Competition.
Luigi, no, understand. Maybe Luigi try to be more like a Charlie. Charlie Broil.
No, I don't think that's a good
Luigi
idea.
Luigi, try hard to be like a Charlie Broil.
And what would you do?
me want the chicken-o. Me want chicken-o. That sounds good.
Luigi, I don't think that's your scene.
Okay. All right. They are grande, actually, Charlie Broil. But Elisa.
Bella.
Bellissima Alicia.
You like her.
Oh, grande piece of assage. But the boyfriend is slow. Meet the boyfriend at a grande celebrazione por Adiva Helen the engineer.
Dan Rice.
The boyfriend, Elisa, is slow.
He's different.
Elisa, you know, leave la boyfriend. Iloppa con Luigi.
Elope with you?
Sì.
I thought you were married on
Don't worry. Experience a night of great sexuality intercourse.
Oh.
Luigi is charming. Luigi charming. Exciting. And Luigi has a Pinolina grande.
Oh, really?
Oh, gigante. Yeah. Bigger than all the boys.
Really?
Lisa, Luigi is the best man for you. And I smell like pizza.
Yeah, she likes
that. That's good.
Nice.
Halloween. Happy Halloween.
It's coming up.
Happy Halloween.
I celebrate Halloween.
I didn't know they had Halloween in Italy.
Just around the corner.
Sure.
Luigi love Halloween.
Oh, sure.
Oh, grande night. good party night, a trick or a treat.
Right. Are you dressing up?
That's a good. Oh, that's Luigi, it. Every year Halloween, dress with the costume.
What are you going to be?
Grande costume. Last year, a scary guy. I go as Friday the 13th, that guy.
Mike Myers.
Yeah, the Mike Myers.
Oh, it's a hockey man.
One year, I go as Frankenstein, Draculino, Freddy Culgarane. This year, best of all, Luigi, dress as Tomasina Gavino.
Tom Gavin.
Yes, the monster.
Very scary.
Roar.
Can you roar like him?
Oh, roar.
No, louder.
Hey, guy, how you doing? Hey, roar. Yeah, hey, guys. I do Tomasino Gavino. I be for Halloween. Ask me to spell.
How do you, oh, really? We can do this?
Yeah, that's a good.
Can you spell group home, cousin
group
Luigi?
Group home. M-E-E-N-T. Yeah.
That's
very
good.
Oh,
exactly.
Very grande. Greetings, WIJFK staff.
It is nice to have you back. Welcome. I know everyone in the staff is happy to see you.
All the guys. Alan Linewand.
Oh, our general manager.
Bilo Belichick. number two. Tim McWilliam.
Oh, he's very popular, too.
Abnormale psychological. Crazy in the head. Change the hair color.
A little squirrely.
Walk up and down in the halls. WJFK. Yes. Tim McWilliams, I say to himself, talk to himself, going, just grande, touched in the brain.
Yeah, his hair is always changing, changes his hairstyle.
From New York, though. Tim McWilliams coming through Ellis Island like a Luigi.
Yeah, I think so. He knows some of your friends up in New York.
Hey, grande, Bobby Hollingsworth.
Oh, she's the best.
Bellissima, Bobby Hollingsworth. Bellissima, Luigi, like to have sex.
Hey.
Come on.
No, I mean, she's very
Luigi
nice.
Luigi cannot have a lease. We go to Bobby. Miss Bobby.
I believe this Bobby's spoken for, too.
I read the poem for Miss Bobby.
Oh, and you feel if you read the poem, she'd like to go out
roses
with you.
Roses are red, violette blue. I sure would like to have a sex with you.
Oh, that's a nice poem.
Sweet. Sports junkies.
Oh, yeah.
They all show up at the D. So
right.
Yes, good
right.
guys.
You listen to that?
Oh, yeah, good guys. Minus one.
Oh, there's one you don't care for?
Yeah, bene. Steve Giazione.
Oh, he runs the Redskins fails.
Sneaky boy. Untrustworthy, Lino.
Really?
Not trustworthy. Bad boy.
Gotta keep an eye on him?
Sneaky boy. Come up to Luigi, Steve Giazione.
Oh, really?
Walk up to me and go, hey.
That's
how
him.
How you doing, huh?
You know, you could be him for Halloween.
Hey, Luigi, no, don't go. Stay away. Not trustworthy for that, for that guy. But Madonna.
Oh, man.
WJFK, oh, Kurilinki Bananara, oh, baby. Madonna, Toffee Brodolino.
Oh, don't mess with her.
Oh, no,
she's
Luigi,
strong.
No cross, oh, Madonna.
No.
Greetings to you, Madonna. You're such a big hero, gigante hero. Luigi go wild.
You're attracted to her, aren't you?
Poco.
Because she's got the Italian name, Madonna.
And Mr. 40.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Quattro.
You should meet him.
Signor Quattro.
Signor Quattro, yes. Mr. 40. Party animale. Go to Detroit with the listener. Bene.
To see the fight.
Good buzo. Luigi, drink.
Do you have a drink with him?
Chiante, Biro, vodka, martini. Sure. Luigi like a martini, like a cousin Dan.
Like Dan.
Yes, grande, but no drink a martini. I'm worried about the blood or in the urine.
Oh, no, that doesn't cause that.
No, it doesn't cause that.
No.
Okay, Danny, remember, no masturbatore.
I think if we take one thing away from this, we should remember Don shouldn't masturbate.
Absolutely, yes. I've said that to Danny.
I think you need to reiterate that.
Masturbatore. Luigi, tell a story for you, Rabbi.
A story?
Good. How about the masturbatory? Luigi is a small guy, 17, 18 year old.
A kid.
Luigi, older man now. We always used to have a story. You put the Italian music on, I tell you a story.
Oh, sure.
Okay, this is
be nice.
This is a story, I tell you. I grew up in old country, Sicilia.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, we had a good time. Luigi, though, had a problem.
Really?
Which
it ran with all the family members. Cronico masturbatore.
All the time?
Cronico masturbatore. In the morning, all night, daytime. Constantly cioccolagina.
Understood.
Cioccola cicchino.
Right.
All the time. Oh, spaghetti carote. I tell you, Luigi, I do. I tell you the truth now, because I come clean. This is like therapy.
Yeah, well, it'll help.
Good
therapy.
Cleanse the soul.
Let Luigi tell you the story about the therapy. One day, he do what he do every day. I wake up in the morning, Luigi masturbatore.
Every morning?
Yes, mid-morning, 10 a.m.
Okay.
Chocolate chicken.
Sure.
Yes, and then at noontime, before lunch, Luigi spank the carito.
Again?
Yes, then at 1 p.m., 4 p.m.,
oh
7 p.m., and at midnight.
No kidding.
Luigi take a break and a nap after dinner, so I have a problem with that. And eventually...
You must have had arms like Popeye.
This is single. This is beautiful music. Oh, that's so beautiful. Luigi loves it so good.
Do you know who this is singing, Luigi?
Who be this? Is this Elvis?
Elvis
Araprendi, El Dragolino. Questo, grande colane frastico. Bene, Elvis Presley. Has the big colino impactare.
Right.
With the pupaggio in la colone, no able to finamente.
40 pounds.
Finamente gomo.
Oh, the last
thing. Yes, tongue, tear your tongue about the roots.
Yes,
meds, Jack. Meds, carry you rockets up to the room,
that's Jack. That's great,
Elvis Aroni Presley, sing opera, Santa Lucia.
Bella.
Santa Lucia. Well, they rename the town, Santa Lucia,
right,
after Luigi, Santa Masturbatore.
No, there's no such town.
Just kidding.
That's a joke.
Luigi, very happy to be here. Grande, calamari, pusselina. Just speak Italian to all my friends.
Oh, you have a prepared statement.
Nice. Yes, this is for all Italianos. Italians listen now.
Mm-hmm.
O solo mio retto massaggio. Golden Sciarorino. Muciste Cincolina. Nesso Buscio. Alla Cantisto, I say grande. Grande piove cane and cure linghi lasagna. Pene pasta. Bene. Luigi, so good to be here.
It's amazing. I've never taken Italian, but I seem to understand much of what you say.
Bravolino, grande hedo. Yes, sir. Prende. Congratulatore and il bambino.
Oh, yes, we have having a child.
Luigi is la father.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You know my wife?
Black hair come out of that baby. Yes, sir. Luigi, big eyes, brown eyes.
Oh,
he
no.
Like Luigi, hair on his chest.
I suppose I can do worse.
There you go.
As long as it's not a girl.
Yes, hello, hello, Carolino.
Oh, yes.
Carrie, I love you.
Hey. But welcome. It's good to see you.
Good to be here,
Luigi.
Okay, time to break out you for a commercialista.
All right, well, we've got our champion. We've got our challenger.
Oh, yeah, Lobo Gigi Bardito coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bless me, Father, if I have sinned. It's been 2 months since my last confession.
What sins have you to confess?
Twice I took the name of the Lord in vain. Once I slept with the brother of my fiancé, and once I bounced a check at the liquor store. But that was really an accident.
And it's not a sin. But what was that second thing you said?
Roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, bene.
Luigi.
Hey, Don is not here.
Right. Not well.
Speedy recovery.
That's right.
Nice. I remind you, Mike Buzz Annalisa. Be at the WJFK, WashingtonPost.com, Cars.com, Toys for Big Boys event.
Yeah, you should head out to that.
That is this Saturday, Capital Expo Center. Chantilly,
right.
The event from 10 till 8. Come and see them in the old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge from 1 till 2. Oh, old Virginia, Gary Pesce.
Oh, you know Gary Pesce?
Oh, grande, grande Hornaggio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Appearance sponsored by old Virginia Tobacco. And there will be Playboy Bunnies. Oh, grande Cunilingi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Fantastico. That's good. And now here are Robolino Spivacchi.
Oh, yeah. It's time for play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yeah, this is a Low Budget Jeopardy. This is a time for Luigi to tell you who come in. First of all, Challengerino from Bakersfield, California. Inventor. He's an inventor. And blind 4 years ago. He no can see. This is Kevin Knutson. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Luigi.
Okay. How you do? Are you really blind? Do you not see?
I'm the blind man from Bakersfield.
Attaboy. Good for you. Happy to have you here. And now entering the studio is the champion.
Ah!
One day winning totale, $40. Cheap as you. This is a hospital billing guy from the Bronx. Let's say hi to Joe C. Hey, Joe!
How you doing?
Joe!
And now entering the studio. Let's say hi to the host of a low budget Jeopardino. This is Roberto Spiwaki sitting in for Danny.
Thank you, Luigi. Thank you so much. Hi, Joe. Hi, Kevin.
How you doing?
How you doing? And Joe, I want to ask you, being our low budget Jeopardy returning champion, how has it changed your life?
I bought myself a bottle of Vermentino di Sardinia. How you doing?
I like Joe C. I like you too, Kevin. Are you good? You blind guy. I root for you too, okay?
All right.
There we go.
Very
okay.
good. Well, let's look at the categories on the big board, guys.
Excellent, Ravino.
The categories are the most recent presidential debate.
Ah, that's good. Oh, Pazzo.
Oh, yeah.
Pazzo versus Pazzo.
What right. TV network has which new show?
Okay, good. I like a TV. Luigi watch a lot
like
of
TV.
Oh, yeah, Vivi TV.
You'll like this one too, Luigi. Our favorite Big C's.
Big C. Oh, yes. Curilinghi. Camerifico.
And new on home video.
Ah, video, oh, yeah.
And the always dreaded, much anticipated states and capitals.
Oh, Luigi, like a video, a ginger lean anal workout.
Have you seen Dave Cummings?
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. You look like Dave Thomas from Wendy.
You like that?
Oh, gigante, Pinolina.
Very good. Joe, you are a returning champion, so you get to choose first.
States and capitals for one, please.
All right. Florida.
What is Tallahassee?
That is right. $1.
Bene, bene, $1. Way to go, Joe. You in control of the board. They now select again.
It's in capitals for Due.
New Jersey.
What is Trenton?
Right up your area there.
He knows the states and capital. Joe C., a brainiac.
Very smart.
How you do, Kevin?
I do all right.
Okay, hang in there. Maybe you get a chance, all right?
I've been studying my states and capitals.
Oh, what a shame. Hey, maybe he screwed the poochie. Hey, Joe. Joe, go again.
States and capitals for Trey, please.
South Dakota.
What is Pierre?
There you go. You ran the category.
Hey, Joe C. Joe C., you talk like you're supposed to talk. You don't make fun of Luigi.
My bad.
You talk in your regular voice. Yeah. I don't make fun of you. Don't say, hey, New York, eh? Okay, you make Luigi angry. Yeah.
We don't want that.
Get Cosolino, yeah. Blastico and Labreno.
No, no, no.
Hey.
No, best to move forward. Joe, I need you to choose another category.
Let me get the network news for one.
Network news. What TV network has which new show?
That's it, correct.
Okay. I will name the show. You name what network has the show, all right?
The show.
All right. $1. Bet.
$1.
That's right. The show is Bet.
No, you don't give no chance. So hit the buzzer. No, you didn't get it. You do the play on the words. That is a grande opportunity for a Kevin. Kevin Nutz, blind guy. You take advantage of this guy.
Kevin, bet.
What is Fox?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Open door, Kevin. Oh, you just slammed the door in the face of CBS.
Yeah, he doesn't watch a lot of TV, I guess.
Hey, Josie, you in control.
Okay, let me get it for two.
All right, the show, Ed.
What is NBC?
That is right.
$2 for you, Joe. Select again.
Network shows for three.
Madigan Men.
What is CBS?
Fantasio, Madigan Man.
All right, how about you, Kevin?
Hey, Kevin, chance to steal. Hold on, everybody slow down. Kevin, chance to steal.
What is ABC?
You will go to second round. Bene, Kevin Knutson. Okay, you got $3. Now you select another category.
Latest presidential debate?
The most recent presidential debate, the one the day before yesterday.
Pazzi versus Pazzi.
Oh, okay. Here we are. For $1, the color of Al Gore's tie.
Red. What is red?
You asked me a question, a blind guy.
I didn't know he was going to be the contestant today, Luigi.
So nasty, you.
I talked about that in the paper.
Ravelino, dark side.
No.
Evil.
No.
Hey, Joe, you chance to
I'm your friend, Luigi.
You chance to feel.
Oh, Luigi
has a special message
for you. I was just kidding. Okay, go ahead. Joe, you chance to see.
Yes. What is blue?
Blue, yes. That is right.
Juan Darolino, you back in the control, Joe C. from the Bronx.
I guess I'll have to take the Bates for two.
All right, the color of George W.'s tie.
What is blue?
No, Kevin, now think, calm down, a chance to steal.
What is red?
Hey, blind guy, the color of the tie. You're a good guy, Kevin. I root for you. I like you, Joe, but I root for Kevin. You know, hey, handicap, okay? Okay. All right, so you got $5. Now you select the game, Kevin.
For three?
All right, he was the sexy moderator.
Jim Ware? Who is Jim Ware?
$3.
Saved himself.
We got a close game. Close game. Joy has a $9 dinos. Kevin has $8 dinos. Hey, this is a bene game. Bellissima game.
You like it?
I do. Okay. Yes, a big play the pass. So go again, Kevin.
I apologize. I can't read my writing.
Okay. New categories. Give him the categories.
The two new categories that are left are favorite big C's and new on home video.
Favorite big C's.
All right. One. These are famous ladies whose initials are CC. And the first clue is this. She's on Friends.
Who is...
Kevin. Hey, Joe, chance to steal it.
Who is Courtney Cox Arquette?
That's exactly right.
A smarty pants. Courtney Cox Arquette. Okay, $1 for you. Select again, Joey.
DC42.
All right, she's Mrs. Povich.
Who is Connie Chung?
Hey, $2 linos. Bene, way to go, Joe. You are mopping the floor. Okay, go again.
Double C for three.
All right, diamonds are this girl's best friend. Like that, Luigi?
Oh, he's Torino. All day.
I'll give Kevin a chance.
Antiquero, antiquero. Kevin, a chance to, you know, well, brain of Spiwako.
Thank you very much. No idea.
Okay. I know the answer. I know the brain of Spiwako.
Yes? Yes?
Carole Chani.
Oh, okay, right.
Oh, yeah, you crazy man.
Yeah.
Silly guy.
New writer this week.
Yeah, for damn sure. Okay, Joe, your chance to get back in the game here. Go again.
Back in the game ahead. Let me get new one home video for one.
All right, and here it is. It's the Western with Jackie Chan and Lucy Liu.
What is Shanghai Noon?
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Okay, $1 for you. Select again, Joe.
One video for two.
All right, this stars Samuel L. Jackson and Tommy Lee Jones.
What is Shaq?
No, too quick, smarty pants. Okay, Kevin, your chance to steal. Come on.
I can't have the question again. I didn't.
Give him the question again. Oh,
I can give it again. I'm
please,
sorry.
Please. It's... Luigi, like a blind guy.
Sure, you give him a little, you throw him a bone. Stars Samuel L. Jackson and Tommy Lee Jones.
Bad.
Oh, why they do that?
Rules of engagement. It's
foolish. Final question.
Last question on the board.
Okay, Joey, peek again.
Okay, Luigi, on video for three.
It's a remastered dinosaur double feature.
What is Jurassic Park?
And?
It's Jurassic Park 2 The Lost World.
Oh, you help.
Well,
you help.
Waiting for him to complete.
Okay, that's the end of the final round of Low Budget Derby. $3 for you, Joe.
Where do we stand, Luigi?
Okay, we got the Joe C. from the Bronx. He got $16. So we got the Kevin with the $8. Okay, they both go to second round of Low Budget Jeopardy, I believe.
And it's still anybody's game, isn't it?
Anybody's game. Grande, Pino.
All right, we will play final Low Budget Jeopardy.
What's that? Who talk? Who talk?
Who talked?
I hear someone. I want to find out. Inquisition, eh?
Joe, did you talk?
Nope.
Kevin?
Honestly, didn't.
Joe?
Mm-mm.
One of you did.
Yeah, I believe one of them did.
We take $1 away from
each.
Both.
Yeah.
$15 for Josie. And Kevin has a $7.
And a valuable lesson to be learned.
Grande. No balls, eh?
No, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for Don and Mike.
He's a DJ.
You like this?
Play your song. Have a great time, Molly. Pinolino con la lingui marinare. Have a great time, mo bigo brestos liconipolina.
Wow. I didn't know you liked to sing so much.
Bene, grazie, Rabolino. Yes, grazie, Basile.
Do you like this Madonna as much as the Madonna on our sales force?
Oh, grande. Madonna Salesforce, a grande Cicolino.
Yeah, very, very
no
nice.
No crossover.
No what?
No crossover.
No crossers.
Oh, that's right.
Buzzy speak Luigi.
Tough lady.
Tough Brodolina.
Tough Brodolina.
Hey, Madonna.
Oh, you say hi. Nice.
Bene.
All right, Luigi, we are back with Low Budget Jeopardy with Joe and Kevin. Luigi, how do we stand score-wise?
Okay, score off. We got the Joe from Bronx. He got $15. So, Kevin has $7. Yesterday, Kevin from Bakersfield. Buena suerte, both guys.
Come, Luigi.
What?
What you both say? You both talk, eh?
I said, how you doing in Italian?
How you doing, hey? Very good, Joe. Doing good. Good luck, guys. Now, Ravelino got a big question for you.
All right, it is time for Final Low Budget Jeopardy, and we've physically forced you both to bet it all. And, Luigi, as you know, it is...
Yes,
it's Friday the 13th.
Kate got your tongue.
I did.
Bene.
Yes, it is Friday the 13th. Very scary, and that is our category.
Scary.
Yes, our category is Friday the 13th, and, guys, here is the answer. Answer. Please answer in a question form. It is the total number of Friday the 13th feature-length motion pictures. You know the ones with Jason Voorhees and the hockey mask? Guys?
Yep.
Okay. The total number of Friday the 13th movies. Please answer in the form of a question. And good luck.
All contestants on the Low Budget Jeopardino receive a tube of Luigi Gizzo.
Oh, yes,
it's good, boss.
Wow.
Good to the last drop.
Oh, no.
It's great for familias who want the kids to look just like Luigi.
Oh.
Luigi, hey, I make a lot of Gizzo, and I give it to you as my gift. Make the world look better. Get a tube of Luigi Gizzo. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Robelina Stewart.
It's game time now.
I bet that's almost as good as Dave's cream.
Yes, you remember that from the beginning. You want to go to Low Man on Totem Pole, Kevin.
All right, Kevin, what is your answer, please?
What is five?
Ooh, I'm sorry. I knocked you down to zero, but you hang around the cabin and you get some prizes, okay?
Now, hey. Joe, if you get this right, you will remain our champion. What is your answer?
What is a nine?
Amazing!
Bene, that means Josie from Bronx. You are grand champion, Ben.
And there's very good
news.
And here's some good news, Luigi. Film number 10 is due out in the year 2001. It's Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, Freddy versus Jason. Yes, sir. And me, Tom Gavino, for Halloween.
That'll be very scary.
Okay, you ready, Joe? I tell you what you want. You ready, buddy?
Got it.
We double score.
Mm-hmm.
You get a total of $30. Got the $25 bonus, $55. You know, add to your previous time a total. You got, are you ready?
Yeah.
$95, Lino.
Wow.
Yeah. Way to go, Joe.
But wait a minute, Kevin. Okay, I got a prize for you. Okay?
Parting gift?
Hey, I only got a one. Is that all we got? That's all I got for this guy. Yeah, we run out of stuff. Luigi disappointed. Very disappointed. We got anything in the book?
I'm looking in the book.
First of all, are you ready, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
You have a one. A Tyson Golata t-shirt, courtesy of Comcast Cox Cable and District Cable Vision.
Thanks, Luigi.
Tyson versus Golladi in the man. Live boxing. Oh, yes, sir. Bite Iragio. Friday, October 20. Call it now to order this pay-per-view event. Hey, we're sorry we're cheapo. That's all you got, okay? You got to be happy with that. You understand me?
I'm fine with that, Luigi.
Joe, Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for playing the game, guys.
For you. Luigi?
Yes, what's that?
Pass on to Mike. A year ago, I went out totally blind, shot a 92. Very happy with that.
Oh, yeah. Mike, shoot those scores totally blind, too. Okay. Arrivederci.
Have a good weekend, guys. Please hold on.
Bye-bye.
And Cousin Luigi, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, Ravelino Grande Hedo. Yes, sorry. Brains. Good job, Alino.
Look forward to seeing you again.
Always a pleasure, Anne.
Great to see you, Luigi.
See you tomorrow wearing pajamas. Oh, okay. Is it bene?
Oh, so, and please remember, never forget the Low Budget Jeopardy.
Is a produzione of Corani Incorporatido and is distributed. You are the King World. I get out of here. Goodbye. Be
there he goes.
There he goes.
Cousin Luigi.
There he
always
goes.
Always a pleasure to see him.
Always a pleasure.
We're going to need a little Lysol, but it's always nice to see him.
I love it. Good job, Robbie.
And now, without further ado, let's get right to it. We've got the man, 85.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
He did make it up. What did you make up for today's news, Buzz?
Tonight I made up the latest on the attack on an American warship.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So stick around.
Stay tuned for news and comment.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
And that was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What are you doing here?
Well, thought I'd
I'd try out my sea legs.
Well, you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dane.
Yes, I know that.
Serving as a radio plushie for over 6 million listeners, The Don and Mike Show.
If you're looking for something to do tomorrow, I want to remind everybody that Mike, Buzz, and Lisa, that's me. What did I say myself? Mike. I don't know. It's a long week. We will be at the WJFK WashingtonPost.com, Cars.com, Toys for Big Boys event. That's this Saturday at the Capitol Expo Center in Chantilly. The event will be held from 10 till 8. We'd love you to come out and see us in the Old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge. We will all be there from 1 to 2, Buzz.
Yes.
Your robe, your hemp robe with your pipe.
My hemp robe with my pipe.
Right? And our appearance is sponsored by Old Virginia Tobacco Company and Playboy by Don Diego.
Ooh.
There will be Playboy bunnies in the lounge, too. And this is a great event. I mean, I would have gone, and I'm not saying this just because we're being paid to be there.
It's cool. And you're interested in motorcycles. And the Harleys are going to be
there. Harley guy's going to be there. Right? They're going to have all sorts of good stuff. They're going to have, like, backyard putting green displays and stuff like that.
Virtual things, like fun stuff to do. Toys for big boys.
It's guy stuff.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. And we should have a lot of fun out there tomorrow. Also, you want to stay tuned because we are going to be giving someone an opportunity to answer the question of the show.
Good.
Right. This is a question that was come up with by Rob Spiewak, and stay tuned for that. We'll ask you a question, and if you answer it correctly, you will be going for a trip for two to New York City. But without further ado...
The answer is Carol Channing.
I knew it.
You had to do Carol Channing. When I heard that category, I knew you were going to do that. Let's get the latest news with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, here's where we are. Teams of FBI agents, security experts, and investigators have arrived in Yemen to get to the bottom of yesterday's terrorist attack on the USS Cole.
Well, I'm glad they're finally admitting that it's a terrorist attack.
Right.
It was driving me nuts hearing those news reports today.
The government still isn't calling it that directly, but the parts of the government are referring to it that way. It depends on who you talk to.
And what I don't get is, you know, who are they worried about offending?
Exactly.
If they say terrorist, is that going to make the guys that are in pieces at the bottom of the harbor upset? I do not understand.
They just didn't want to be wrong in case it was some kind of accidental explosion, but I think it's pretty clear now that it was no accident.
Right.
Two more Navy ships have arrived on the scene as well, and they're full of reinforcements. And as of this evening, the count is 7 dead, 10 who are missing and presumed dead. That would be a total of 17, and then 38 wounded.
You know, I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but I know they've said that this was a planned attack, where they actually, they think this was had a lot of intelligence before they carried it out. And it would seem to me, based on the loss of life in this situation, they knew exactly where to put that thing to, yeah. I mean, it seemed like they knew where to go to cause the most loss of life.
Experts are saying that this was a very well-planned attack. That's another reason to confirm that this is the work of terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the dead and wounded arrived in Germany today. Many of the wounded will be treated there. 5 of the dead are being flown home for services tomorrow. 2 of the dead are women. They are the first women to die in a hostile action since women first boarded Navy ships in this country in 1994. There'll be a memorial on Wednesday at the ship's home port in Norfolk, Virginia. The hole in the ship, by the way, right in the middle of the ship, is...
Yeah, I saw the picture of that.
30 feet high and 40 feet wide.
Wow.
Nevertheless, it is considered seaworthy enough. We build them good, don't we?
There you go.
So.
Seaworthy enough to be towed back to the U.S.
Now, get out there, take this farewell and adieu.
And because
this is no boating accident.
No. And because of the bombing and the tension in the Middle East, American embassies closed today for the weekend in the Middle East, the Persian Gulf, and in Africa.
All right, Buzz, how about some happy news? Come on.
We'll get to that. President Clinton scrambling to put together a summit for this weekend.
No, I want happy news now. I'm tired of this story.
Hoping to put an end to the violence.
Thank you.
The stock market bounced back today.
There you go.
Happy news.
Happy news.
Yay. The Dow was up 158 points. NASDAQ closed up 242. NASDAQ up 8% today, and man, it needed it.
You know what worries me about this, though, and I don't want to be a downer, but I think it's probably Monday. You know, it's Friday. They're all happy. They're all going to go back to work, and it's like it's going to go right back down again.
No, now who's being gloomy Gus?
Oh, wow.
Gloomy Gus.
And Buzz, you deny being 85. Oh. You just use the word gloomy Gus.
Oh, Buzz.
If I was any better, I'd have to be twins.
Oh,
if this keeps up, I'm getting in my buggy.
All right, Senator Thurmond, go ahead.
As you might expect, fewer people watched this week's second presidential debate. The audience shrank from 47 million to 38 million, making it the second least watched debate in Nielsen history.
You didn't miss anything.
But the audience was 2 million viewers bigger than the
audience was for the second debate in the last presidential election, and that doesn't count the people who were watching on PBS or C-SPAN, as I know you do.
They are probably going to have a good audience for the last debate because they're the, you know, the spin in the media now is that this, you know, there's so many undecided voters still that this will be the, you know, the and I hope
the
you know
tiebreaker.
What? And can I just say to both candidates, and I'm being totally nonpartisan here, for both a fist fight. I mean, I want to really take the gloves off, call each other names.
That would really help people decide.
I mean, really, for Bush, you know, you call Gore a liar about the internet. You know, you say all sorts of crap about the fact that he lies about things. Then for Gore, you talk about the cocaine. You go, you know, go right for each other's
everything.
Jugular. Really, I mean, and not anything to do with politics or your policies. Yeah, go for all the real personal stuff.
And one better, couldn't you even see the vice presidential candidates in some drippy, dank basement like in Fight Club?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to see Joe Lieberman in a wife beater t-shirt.
Just like a light, you know, hanging
That's
over
right.
him.
Cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah, and Lieberman and Cheney would like be in back of him, you know, just kind of standing in back while they really went at it. Do it, boys. Go for it.
Fight Club.
Well, light as it was, the last debate beat Fox's coverage of the Mets-Cardinals playoff game, at least on a national basis, certainly not in New York.
That surprises me.
That 15-year-old New Jersey boy who was kicked out of school for wearing girls' clothing.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
He can go back to class now.
Of course. Well, that's a good decision.
What the judge said.
That's happy news.
The junior high school officials threw him out, saying his wigs, padded bras, dresses, and high heels were a distraction to the other students.
Mm-hmm.
But a judge has now ruled the boy can wear anything that any other student might wear, be they male or female.
This is a tip for all the youngsters, the male guys out there that are in school. You know, what I did when I was going to high school and junior high school,
right?
When I would wear my women's clothing, I would wear the underthings. And it would be, you know, you can wear a perfectly legitimate male outfit, and then I would wear the women's underthings underneath the clothes. And, you know, my mom actually would always buy nice little things for me. It was so wonderful.
It made you feel pretty.
You know, and then you enjoy it. It feels good against your skin.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I tried it, but don't you ever get your slip hung up in your jeans?
It happens occasionally, but it feels so good.
It
bunches.
Mm-hmm.
The boy got suspended 3 times for using the girls' restroom after being warned not to.
Oh, now there, I don't think you can be doing that.
So the boy's been diagnosed with gender identity disorder.
Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
Gender identity disorder?
Yeah, and the therapist who came up with that prognosis.
Who is it, Dr. Laura?
No, it's a therapist that was hired by the school to do the evaluating.
Oh, sure, you make it up. I mean, you're hired by the school. You want to make up. He has
gender identity disorder.
Gender identity disorder. Sure, make up the name. It's, you know, earn your pay.
Oh, and by the way, the therapist says making the boy wear boys' clothing could harm his mental health.
Oh, no way. Made me a stronger man.
Except for the chafing.
I'm wearing women's underwear now.
You look great.
I feel great.
You feel pretty?
Yes, I do.
Fresh as a daisy.
I do.
NBA star Allen Iverson's agreed to tone down the lyrics on his upcoming rap CD.
No need for that either.
That after a meeting with the league commissioner, David Stern. Dennis Rodman's friend.
Sure.
Stern had Iverson up to his office at NBA headquarters in New York yesterday. Earlier this week, the Philadelphia Sixers guard said he would not change the lyrics, which included derogatory terms for gays, women, and blacks. But after what Iverson calls a good meeting,
he'd probably feel better if he wore some women's clothing.
He's decided to change his lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Take it from Rodman.
Wrestling mogul. Oh, Dennis.
How you doing, brother?
Long time no see.
Yeah, I'm not playing anymore.
No, it's your half of the game.
I'm
now
out of the league.
Some have suggested maybe you should come back. Maybe go to New York.
I'd like to come back.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
I'm having a big party at my house in Newport Beach.
Right?
Oh, that'll be fun.
You want to come?
I'd love to come.
You wear your pajamas?
I'll be there in my pajamas. Because it's at night.
Night.
Wrestling mogul Vince McMahon let him have it at a dinner for media executives in Hollywood this week. He told them that they caved in to the politicians' war on sex and violence.
He's all pumped up, too. Isn't that guy? I mean, I remember I watched wrestling way back when he was just a skinny announcer guy, and then he became this media mogul making all this money, and at the same time, he looks like he's all pumped up on roids.
He's even more successful now than his brother, isn't he?
Yeah. Who's his brother? Thank you, Rob. Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen, managing Ed McMahon and Carol Channing in the same show.
Welcome to my world.
He couldn't be more thrilled.
Well, quoting Vince McMahon, quite frankly, I was disappointed in you. I was disappointed by the way Hollywood handled their response to that subcommittee. 3 weeks ago, Hollywood suits told a Senate panel they'd stop knowingly marketing sex and violence to kids. But McMahon says Hollywood's always been the last bastion of protecting First Amendment rights. He says presidents and lawmakers face elections every 4 years, but show business
U.S. faces elections every day.
Show business.
He says he'd love to testify in Washington about this. Quoting McMahon, I'd tell these people what America thinks, not what they think America thinks.
There's your moderator for the debate.
Well, that'd be great.
You have Vince McMahon instead of that guy. Larry, is Larry going to do the last debate, too?
If he lives to do it, he will do it.
All right, Buzz, we're going to take a break, okay? We got more news coming up. And also, stand by, because later on, we are going to give you a chance to win that trip to New York City when we ask you one very important question. But for now, we will be right this after back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Boy, do I dig this way out music. Let's see, I'll try number 14 this time.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, stay tuned because we're going to give you a chance to win a trip for two to New York City. That's coming up a little bit later on. Also, we haven't gotten a lot of calls about Don. He is feeling much better, and he will be rejoining us. We will all be reunited on Monday.
Yay.
And we do once again say good luck and speedy recovery to Don, who's resting at home. And sounded great today. Sounded the best today. He sounded all week.
Yes, he did.
Full of pee and vinegar.
That's right. And that pee is clear. That's the way we understand.
Looking better all the time.
Let's go back to Buzz Burbank and the news.
Hey, good news. If you enjoyed the movie Meet the Parents, there will be a...
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
I just want you to know one thing.
What's that?
I'm watching you.
Got it.
Okay.
I am watching you.
You're very good, you. Oh, you're very good, you.
When, you know, when the time comes, we do have to get tape from that movie, because I love that movie. That is a fantastic film.
Very funny.
There will be a sequel to the Robert De Niro and Ben Stiller comedy, mostly because the first one opened last weekend, making nearly $29 million.
I bet it doesn't have De Niro in it.
Universal Studios says the movie will be called Meet the Fockers.
Oh, really?
That's the name of the movie.
Wow.
That's his name, right, isn't it?
Yes.
Fokker is Ben Stiller's name, so that means that we would have two new cast members.
We will meet his parents.
His parents? Okay. So then you get De Niro out of the equation.
Right.
That wouldn't be too bad.
We'll see.
The Fockers.
Yes, meet
Fockers.
Meet
Buzz.
The Fockers.
And I guess it would be Mother Fokker.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And also Father Fokker.
That's right.
I did that okay.
You did that very well.
Walking a thin line. Absolutely. I wonder if they've ever been to Concord, New Hampshire.
They might have been.
Have you ever been to Concord, New Hampshire, Ron?
I've never been to Concord. I do think they're farmers, though. They raise pigs, don't they?
That would be so if the Fokkers were up in Concord, New Hampshire.
Exactly.
They would be the pig Fokkers from Concord, New Hampshire.
Yes.
I think we've done quite enough of that.
And you did it all rather well. Thank you for brunting the burden there.
There you go.
Anne Heche is the most likely to be having sex with a man as you hear this, according to Movie Line magazine.
Right now?
Right now.
The magazine's out with its annual Hollywood 100 Most list. That list tags Patrick Swayze as the most likely to pull a John Denver JFK Jr.
You know, I remember Patrick Swayze very well. Years ago, we had the pleasure of having Swayze in the studio, and he was still holds his record. This is years ago.
Right.
Holds the record as the most hungover guest we've ever had in the studio. I'll never forget looking out the little, we had a tiny little studio door with this tiny little thick window, and I looked out, and he was sitting there with his head in his hands. And then he came in, and he reeked of alcohol.
You think he was hungover, or was he maybe still the hangover yet to come?
I think it was a combination of both. I think you're absolutely right.
He was on the bridge?
Oh, he was coming in because he knew it was an early appearance, and he was coming in from doing his night out before.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then I think right after that, he might have gotten in a plane and flown around.
That's good.
As the pilot.
Yeah. Well, Anne Heche voted most likely to be having sex with a man right now, according to Movie Line magazine.
Right now.
Swayze is the guy most likely to pull the John Denver JFK Jr. Laura Flynn Boyle, most likely to be Bill Clinton's post-presidential girlfriend, according to Movie Line.
You know what? Laura Flynn Boyle is the one that was dating Jack Nicholson.
Right.
And Laura Flynn Boyle, I don't think she's right.
Really?
Well, I think she's very close to her character in the original Wayne's World, where she was the girlfriend. Wasn't she the girlfriend? No, maybe it was somebody else.
No, she wasn't.
No, I don't think that was her.
Well, she's not right anyway.
But I know who you mean, the, like, stalker girlfriend?
Yeah, that's the personality of Laura Flynn Boyle.
She's attached.
I mean, Jack Nicholson, major effing star, but, how old are we talking here?
Yeah, and he's sane anyway.
Yeah, she's not quite right. What's that? Joe Arger's come in. Yes, Joe? What were you going to say?
It was Laura Flynn Boyle in the
really?
Movie.
Thank
wow,
you,
that had to have been like her first role then.
Yeah, the one who gave him a gun rack.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Wow.
That was her.
Hi, Wayne.
All and right. then, like, she rides her bike into
yeah.
the... Oh, I didn't know that was
that
her.
Was her. Thank either. You. Thank you, Jorn.
You learn something new every day.
I had to get a little outside. You should be helping me like that, Buzz.
I'm trying.
Absolutely.
You can at least cut your hair like that, Buzz.
I plan to. Billy Bob Thornton is named most permanently in midlife crisis. Pamela Anderson and her new boyfriend were voted most likely to have dumb kids. Demi Moore was named most over. And Stephen Baldwin, named the most obnoxious Baldwin brother. Faye Dunaway was dubbed most frightening all around.
Gina!
Oh, come on. You know, we haven't done that in 3 days. I want one of those. Robbie, get me one of those. Okay. I have to have a fix. I want a fix from Mommy Dearest.
Little Mommy Dearest.
I need it. Now, Rob is running out into the hallway to get the Mommy Dearest as a tribute to Faye Dunaway. And I saw an interview with Faye Dunaway.
Uh-huh.
And the interview spends, actually, the interviewer spent the first 8 paragraphs talking about how difficult it was to get the interview and then how difficult it was to get her to actually sit down.
It, yeah.
I think she's very much like this woman.
Ever said life was fair, Dina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
She's the greatest, isn't she?
Did you get them all?
You want more?
Now I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
I just love Mommy Dearest. I want to get the Mommy Dearest fix. In honor of Friday the 13th, you know, the greatest mother ever in the history of film is the one and only Faye Dunaway.
Nobody's scarier.
What was she voted on your list, Buzz?
She was voted most frightening all around.
Most frightening all around. Well, she's extremely frightening in this scene from Mommy Dearest.
Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
Miss Crawford, we don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are. Until I come out publicly against your product, and you'll see how much you sell.
Please, Miss Crawford.
Here we go.
It's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't with me, fellas! I don't ask much from you, girl.
Here we go. The grand finale.
Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
Thanksgiving at the O'Meara's.
Stop! Why can't you treat me like I would be treated by any stranger on the street?
Pass the biscuits, please.
Because I am not one of your fans.
Who wants pie? Christmas morning.
Karen,
this is not my wife's house. This is my family's house.
Today. And for Christ's sake, get them out of the garden.
All right, who's ready for the Easter egg hunt?
Have Tina bring me up my coffee. You love it, don't you? You love to make me hit you. Joe. Barbara, please. Please, Barbara. Leave us alone, Barbara. If you need anything, ask Carol Ann. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You deliberately embarrass me in front of a reporter. A reporter?
I told you how important this is to me. I told you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mommy Dearest.
Yeah.
There she is. All right, Buzz, we've got time for it. Got time for a couple more.
Okay, let me finish this story first and tell you that there were a few compliments on the Movie Line magazine
list. Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's very nice. Ben Affleck named most generous, Catherine Zeta-Jones most beautiful brunette.
Oh, yeah.
And Michelle Pfeiffer was crowned most beautiful blonde.
Ah, she is beautiful. Very, very beautiful woman.
Sex is the American man's second favorite way to fall asleep, according to a new survey about insomnia.
Can it be with yourself?
I suppose it could.
Oh, you can.
Any kind of
you
sex
mean that,
counts.
That works?
It does, absolutely.
Really? Oh, yeah, it works for me.
Well, I gotta try that
sometimes. Sometimes, though, I fall asleep when I'm in the car.
Oh, no.
A lot of things.
Watching TV came in first place for ways for American men to fall asleep.
Well, that's true, too. And if you're watching porno, that's, you know, a combination of both, and it's the best of both worlds.
That's, I think that's sad if you're falling asleep while you're watching.
You, Buzz. Let me walk you through this.
All right. Yeah, please.
What you do is you turn on Channel 596.
Uh-huh.
You kind of have that thing.
Right.
And then you fall asleep afterwards.
So, sometimes if you're watching Dave Cummings, you crave sleep.
So a convergence of sex and TV, then,
absolutely,
is the ideal.
I would have thought you would have known that, but who am I to say?
Lovely cocktail.
Absolutely. For women, reading came in first, followed by watching TV, and then prayer or meditation. But even many women admitted that sex is way up there on their list.
All right, one more, Buzz.
There's a surprisingly wide variety of stuff to watch on Russian television. Everything from opera to a naked newscast.
Naked?
And Truth. And on it, the anchorwoman sometimes strips while she reports the day's event.
Wouldn't you? I mean, really. Wouldn't that just spice up the morning newscast? The local morning television, man.
You know, Barbara Harrison.
It was old Barbara Harrison. I think it would still improve the room.
Joe Krebs.
You can have that.
Okay.
Yeah, have him. Just have him keep that suit and tie.
Let's go to I.J. Hudson.
Hi, Ira.
Sometimes the anchorwoman's colleagues strip around her while she reads the grim stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Her reporters go topless when covering Parliament. The lawmakers usually agree to be interviewed by these women, but they look a little uncomfortable and end up looking somewhere else.
I love that boy chick.
They usually don't have to worry about tough questions since most of the reporters are strippers by trade.
There you go.
The weather woman, by the way, strokes her bare breasts as she gives the forecast.
Man.
Oh.
Would you hate to see Mike Buchanan's grim stuff?
You'll sleep well now. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
All right, this is the opportunity you have been waiting for. We will take caller 100 right now. Your chance to win a trip for two to New York City. Answer this question. Are you ready? I hope you listen to the whole show, because here is the question. It's very simple.
Good question.
This is the question. What is the bra size of... Did I get it right?
Barbary.
God damn it.
Bless it. God bless it. Oh,
man.
Doing very well.
Jillian Barbary.
Mm-hmm.
What is Jillian Barbary from Fox NFL Sunday's bra size?
Right.
The caller 100 will take the 100th caller. You have the correct answer. You're going to New York City, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color. It's the home of the pumpkin shampoo. The Don and Mike Show.
There are a few people that enjoy Friday, but I don't think there are many people that enjoy Friday quite as much as Robert Waterman.
And I love to dance, but mostly I love to sing.
He's just dancing for all of us.
You're lucky.
Let's get out of here, Buzz.
Very lucky.
In sports, baseball championship series aren't over yet, but a lot of New Yorkers are already excited about the possibility of an all-New York World Series.
Subway Series, New York!
The Mets are leading in the National League playoff, and the Yankees are one game with Seattle in the American League.
I wanted to say thank you to New York City for those fantastic ratings that Don had for us earlier in the show.
Way to go, New York City. You've turned the corner, and
every demographic. Thank you so much.
Super jacked about that, and you heard it today.
Mm-hmm.
In your future, a Las Vegas-style show for New York City. We're very excited about that. The last Subway Series in New York was in 1956. Tonight, the American League Championship continues. The National League Series has the night off.
Buzz, was it exciting in 56?
It was. I was there and I enjoyed it.
He liked the Bambino.
Shaq is back with a deal that's whack. Shaquille O'Neal today got a contract extension from the L.A. Lakers.
All right.
As a thank you for leading them to an NBA title, the front office gave him a 3-year deal worth $88.5 million.
That is serious money.
That'll keep him with the Lakers for the next 6 years.
Tidy sum, Mr. Bigglesworth.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, Scott. Very nice for all of you. We've given you an extension, Shaq. We hope you're going to get lots of rebounds for the team.
Why don't you pay him less, ass?
Scott, I'm going to send you down into the red hot magma.
Finally, short and sweet, the Savannah State Tigers stink, and the coach of that football team will not let the players forget that they stink. The team is 0-4, and after losing 27-13 to Georgia rival Albany State, the coach told the players, they're not allowed to wash their uniforms.
Mm.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
On the Don and Mike Show. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Oh, no. Yes, that is it. We do have to get out of here. And before we do that, let's get right to the phones and take caller number 100
with a twist.
With a very nice twist, yeah. Because there is a very important question we need to ask. Hello, who's this? Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Joanne.
Hello, Joanne. Where are you calling from?
Caller 100?
You're caller 100.
All right.
And where are you calling from?
Silver Spring, Maryland.
You know, I broke the rule. Normally you're supposed to be more assertive,
yes.
Because we're asking a question. I thought we'd make an exception tonight. You're calling from where, Joanne?
Silver Spring, Maryland.
Silver Spring, you sound like you have an accent. Are you like from Massachusetts?
No.
No?
From right here in the area.
Oh, maybe just a speech impediment. I'm sorry. All right, Joanne, I'm just kidding. We've got a question for you. If you were listening early in the show, we had Jillian Barbary on, and we asked her a very interesting question about her breasts. We asked her what her bra size was. If you can tell us the bra size, you are going to win the trip. Now, are you ready?
Yes.
So tell us, what is Jillian Barbary's bra size?
34C.
34C.
Nicely done.
You are the big winner.
Right.
Way to go, Joanne. You sure sound like you have an accent.
Or an impediment.
I'm sorry. All right, are you ready to hear your trip?
Yes.
All right, Joanne, you have won a trip for two to New York City.
New York City!
Your trip includes round trip, airfare, two nights hotel accommodations, dinner for two at a New York City restaurant, and a carriage ride.
Ah, very nice.
Are you married, Joanne?
No, I'm engaged.
Oh, wonderful. Take your fiancé.
Take the honeymoon.
Don't miss the long-awaited... Oh, honeymoon's on your brain, Mr. Loveberg. Don't miss the long-awaited season finale of Sex in the City. Sick in the City. Sex in the City this Sunday at 9 p.m. Only on HBO, the sexiest place on TV. Congratulations, Joanne.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Hold on the line for a second.
Sure.
That's Joanne. Sure sound like she was from somewhere else. Well, that's it. Thank you all for patching this thing together for 3 days. Don, get well. He will be back with us on Monday. Yeah. On Monday's show. Of course, Monday we will have the saga of Donnie and everything he's gone through with the kidney.
Wonderful.
And also Leah Remini from King of Queens. She'll be talking about her show, see how she's going to do on Monday night. And, of course, Don will be traveling out there on Friday.
And the recap of the Toys for Big Boys promotion.
Yes.
That should be a lot of fun because, you know, Lisa's going
to
be there.
And don't forget to join all of us out at Toys for Big Boys. Don't forget to join Lisa at the WJFK WashingtonPost.com, Cars.com. Toys for Big Boys event. We're all going to be out there this Saturday. See us from 1 till 2 at the Expo Center in Chantilly. We would sure like to see you there. Well, that's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Mike.
Thank you and good night, Rob.
Thank you, Carol.
And now, Mary Tyler Moore, let me throw this into your mouth, Carol Chan.
Oh, yeah, I love when you throw it over the board. Let's see if we can do it.
Let's see. You might make it after all. Oh, so close, yet so far away.
Right across the nose.
He's a very busy boy. That's it. We got to get out of here, Sports Junkies. Nice. Goodbye here in Washington. Goodbye. See you later, bro.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.